Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
I'm not a beautiful lady from Chicago.
Is for everybody, not just for the few. Anyone can share VD with someone nice.
Now, today's events have begun to turn around the public's perception. Here's Dennis Murphy.
And what is it at the Spike TV course? Oh, for Oscar Award, and we're waiting for someone special. So far, no one special has walked up.
Anyone can get
ready. And I'm just twiddling my stump. I'm just twiddling. Oh, by the way, Garden, like, this red carpet looks beautiful. It looks like Oscar. It's Oscar style red carpet.
Here's Dennis Murphy with a Dateline Court TV exclusive.
Dennis.
Who is it?
Here we go.
I don't know who these people are.
Dennis.
I don't know who these people are.
Once again, here's Dennis Murphy.
What?
Once again, Dennis Murphy.
Gotta like just twiddling my stump again.
Once again,
no one's coming up that we know. Oh, jeez.
Here again, Dennis Murphy.
We're here at the Spike TV Skunk Award Show. By the way, it's Chorus 04. C-L-I-N.
Here again, Dennis Murphy. Dennis.
Somebody's saying it's not going to make the air. They were wrong.
Once again, here's Dennis Murphy.
On this show, I'll edit that. You know, I'll put a pause in between CLI.
Cool. He's still doing that CLI.
He likes that joke.
Tourist joke.
He's been doing it for like 5 years. He never hesitates to go to the well.
That's his favorite. Once again, Dennis Murphy.
Get water to
waiting on the red carpet, Dennis Murphy.
Once again, Dennis Murphy.
You know, Mike, that red carpet is nudiful. Extremely nudiful.
Here again, Dennis Murphy.
When in doubt, sing.
We are here at my TV. And no one's walking up that we know.
Here's Dennis Murphy with a Dateline Court TV exclusive.
And that we don't know.
You know what should be mentioned is that this has been edited.
Kelly, minute.
You are on the air, Mr. Murphy.
Yeah. Edited for radio.
Here again, Dennis Murphy.
Vegetable content was messed out.
Who is it?
Terry Leonard.
For who?
He was nominated last year. Well, he won last year.
You know, I could play this for the entire
hour. I'm highly entertained.
How long is the first segment? 30 minutes?
Thank you.
Wow.
Once again, here's Dennis Murphy.
Coming up, and I will get a question or two.
There's a break coming up here. I feel it.
Hey, how are you? Look, by the way.
Once again, Dennis Murphy.
Here we go.
With beautiful sunglasses on.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Okay. We'll listen to this in greater detail later.
Shirt with...
In the show.
Big.
It's just getting good.
And you see the belt buckle. Unbelievable.
That's the first time he said unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
I like the labored breathing.
Once again, Dennis Murphy.
It's D.C., Washington, D.C. I'm with a guy on my show.
No need to say nationally syndicated.
I'm going to stop it right there. That's just a taste of Dennis's Spike TV Los Angeles tape.
It's an epic. It's fantastic.
We'll be playing on today's show. Hello.
Oh, hi.
Hello there, Mr. Shannon.
Hello.
Hello.
President Bush skydived for his 80th birthday.
Witnesses say he fell almost as far as his son has in the polls.
That's a groaner, Mr. Shannon.
He jumped out of the airplane. It's the first time in years he's bailed out without a savings and loan being involved.
Oh, man. Oh, boy.
Okay, come on. You're going to make me go right to the completely lame groaner.
Yes,
go
we
to
are. The completely lame groaners. Go ahead.
All right. The other ones were just groaners. These are completely lame.
That's what we want.
Completely lame groaner.
Get ready.
What do you call it when you have sex with the Chancellor of Germany?
What do you call it, Mr. Shannon?
Lederhosen. What is Nick Nolte's favorite game show?
What would that be, Mr. Shannon?
Booze line is it anyway? These Rob, what is this service, this DJ service?
It's called the complete sheet.
The complete sheet.
CCS.
The complete sheet. What's the most popular? Oh, and this is the one that says, careful, Clarence. They're saying to the
controversy.
DJ,
controversy.
Okay, we'll close with this. Hello, I'm Michael Scott Shannon.
And I'm Milburn Drysdale.
careful, Cletus. What's the most popular game show in Israel?
What?
Jews line is it anyway?
There you go.
The Don and Mike
Hey
show.
Now.
Hey you can now. Call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
See, and now Dennis's tapes sound relatively strong.
Cutting edge, Don.
Absolutely.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Julia. Here are these guys.
Kill them. I hate them.
And I'm going to throw a curveball today with a slightly different introduction tape.
Wow. Do again, Dennis Murphy.
Not that one.
So there are, no, I wanted to hit. There's a longer one. I did want a Dennis one.
Have today's events begun to turn around the public's perception? Here's Dennis Murphy.
I don't know how to react to that. I'm stumped. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Berryman, and all the ships at sea. To quote Mike O'Mara, you don't have to be an idiot to understand. Don Geronimo and Mike.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Wednesday, 06-16-04.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Howdy, Buzz, and hi. Thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this June 16.
Man, can Hawaii get sticky.
Florida's a hot place in the summertime.
Hot time in Florida.
That's it. Listen, 877-365-3636 from America.
Elvis Presley saying, Florida is a hot place in the summertime.
You know, I'm just trying to get through the beginning of the show. The only part that I really got to remember to give the phone numbers.
I know, you do a great job every day.
And it's Canada, 800-636-1067. Washington, D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. Now I can devote full attention to this.
Man, can Hawaii get sticky?
Hot time in Florida.
See, he's right. In Hawaii. Uh-huh.
But he thinks he's in Florida.
He's confused. Right. Elvis is confused.
There you go.
Elvis has mentally left the building.
That's Elvis. Well, here I was ready to come in today and scream about WJLA Channel 7.
Yes.
I wanted so desperately to watch the Pistons beat the Lakers last night in high definition.
Yes.
I understand it's the new wave of television. I went out and bought one immediately.
Very exciting.
And as it turns out, at least where I live, I was able to get no signal from the WJLA digital transmitter. And I was ready to yell about it. And Mike tells me that he watched it last night, and it was glorious in high definition.
Yes, 119 inches of beautiful high definition television.
Wow. I guess the problem is somewhere around.
No, I'm not going to. Okay. That was what your look was.
I'm
saying
ready.
Too.
Yeah, no, that's not impressive.
See, we all know that you
sometimes
don't.
Sometimes I don't do that.
We know you don't have a TV that big in your house.
That's and we need not say anything more.
We need not.
Absolutely.
We need not. We need not say a thing. And I dare you not to say a thing.
Jeez.
Anyway, I'm still maintaining, don't say it. I'm still maintaining there's something wrong with Channel 7.
Uh-huh.
Like the lead hamster died of a saccharin overdose with whatever power
right.
source they used to run their high def, because I was absolutely every step in the book last night. I'm going through the owner's manual. I was getting Channel 4, Channel 5, Channel 9 high def. Perfect.
What will you do tonight when you watch my wife and kids?
Well,
or perhaps ATJ.
Well, did High Definition Boy, did he have it on his?
I attempted to call him.
I don't care for that program.
But listen,
sports.
But listen, sports.
You like theater sports.
Remember, he was in sports theater. Yeah, I did try to call. How pathetic this is. I was going to call Rob Leslie. First, a comment just about how gigantic Aretha Franklin is.
Yes, she sang the national anthem last night. She's big.
She is bigger than big.
Must look good on widescreen.
And I wanted to know if you were getting the high def signal. And then
with my ailing mother.
Yeah, that's right. Robbie's
she's
mom.
Listening.
Well, congratulations to the Pistons. They whomped them.
And your mom. I hope she gets well.
Yeah, well, yeah,
she's
sure.
Feeling much better. Thank you. So she had her appendix out.
Yes, and she's doing well now.
Yes, she's losing a lot of fluid.
Oh, so that's good. It's good fluid loss.
Yes. Oh, yes. She had taken on quite a bit of fluid.
When you lose too much fluid, that can be bad.
Yeah, she looked puffy last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Michelin Man puffy.
Oh dear.
But thank God.
Not Sean Combs puffy.
Not yet. No, someday. Maybe. No, she didn't look like that.
Okay. Well, I hope your mom feels good.
Get well soon, Sharon.
And I won't even notice that you were just. Were you just scratching or picking?
I was kind of doing a little bit of both.
I caught you. Thought so. And it was the two fingered.
It was, you know, it was a scratch because there really was no intention of retrieval.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right. Well, then you're off the hook on that one.
Absolutely.
But I'm keeping an eye out on you. Now that, okay. How am I supposed to ignore that?
Yeah, there's
nor what? The fact that your finger is so far in your nose that you probably could poke out your left eyeball ball at
make
that
sure
angle.
It's not blue, it might be my eye.
Okay. Mike?
Yes.
Man, can a wire get sticky?
Hot time in Florida.
Florida's hot this time of year.
I follow that now. Listen, a bunch of stuff that we're going to take care of here in the first break.
Good.
First, just give you a brief update about the cat.
Yes. Oh,
if I could just tell you the grand experiment.
The fate of Furball.
Yes. As far as I can tell, and I scoured the house for cat poop, mm-hmm. for cat urine. There's none anywhere. As far as I can tell, the cat. And maybe this is my wife's master plan with moving all of the stuff from the upstairs to the basement.
Right.
Eventually, if the cat doesn't eat and doesn't drink water, the cat will croak.
Right.
And for the last at least 36 hours, the cat hasn't eaten, hasn't had anything to drink.
I can't allow it.
You're misreading this. This cat is saving up.
And there's been no cat poops anywhere.
What kind of food are you feeding the cat?
The good stuff, Meow Mix.
Fancy Feast.
You know, sometimes.
Fancy Feast.
And you know, I'm one of those people, I go to the grocery store. Oh, God, I could become a dog not talking about it. It's 2 days in a row with the dogs, but do you think that my dogs know the difference when I buy them the bones, the cookie bones?
Their dog biscuits?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I buy them their doggy treats, that I try to get the kind that say, with peanut butter added.
Sure.
Because I think, you know, don't dogs love
dogs
peanut
love
butter?
Sure, butter.
Well, I know we've had it proven on this show in episodes past that, humans love the fact that dogs love peanut butter.
Yeah, you can't beat it.
Anyway, the cat is still alive, but that's all I know right now.
Wow.
And here is...
why don't you feed the cat a chocolate bar?
Call me
if his condition worsens.
I will. Hi, Don and Mike Show. And if I'm sleeping, wake me up and immediately feed me a cherry pie.
Yum.
If the cat appears dehydrated, they can be drawn to water by giving it just a touch of antifreeze. It tastes sweet.
Hello, Mike. God. Hi, Mike. You're on the air.
I'm going to beat you senseless.
Yes, you guys were mentioning Aretha Franklin singing the national anthem, and I agree she is large, but did you notice how she started singing like 30 seconds after the tape actually rolled?
Yeah, was
that the worst lip sync job ever?
It was a bad lip sync job, and you know, I had thought earlier, and I don't even think I talked about Kid Rock doing the national anthem. What was it? In game 4, I guess. His presentation was definitely not taped,
right?
And he pulled it out at the very end, and it made it good. But it was one of those things when he starts, he's so off key. It sounds like he's singing a different song. And it was
right.
Just Kid Rock who. I don't think anybody has on their list of the top most influential anythings of any time.
Now, what is Kid Rock anyway?
He's from Detroit, I guess, mm-hmm. right? Which is why he's at the Pistons game. Anyway, he starts with America, but not even that much on tune. Yeah. It's more like America, America. God save the sympathy and crowned the good with motherhood.
And then
at that point, whatever it is that he's doing, he had a chorus behind him that just came and just saved it. I was positive, the first part, I'm positive I'm watching one of the worst national anthems of all time. But he managed to pull it off. And then last night,
Kid Rock, is he country? Is he rock? Is he pop? What is
that? Mike, that's right. He's a triple threat.
Is he a triple threat?
He's a triple threat.
And he's not a particularly good-looking guy.
I beg to differ. Quadruple threat for Kid Rock.
No way.
It's
sort of like a southern rock rap hybrid.
Here's the thing. With both, and to get back to the point about Aretha Franklin, yes, last night, the poor two tons of fun.
Right.
Standing up there on the steel-reinforced stage. Because there's no way they could ever on the actual hardboard court.
She fluctuates dramatically.
Because they were not able to play the game last night.
Right.
Anyway, the lip sync was off so much that it had actually started with, oh, say, can you, before it was the one break.
Right.
Two, and then her mouth was catching up, and it was not good. Kid Rock.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what I think about Kid Rock. I think Kid Rock is popular the same way that Jessica Simpson is popular.
Really?
Well, can you explain to me? I guess Kid Rock had a couple of songs that were okay, right? I don't remember them off the top of my head, but I know we've got...
Well, he's got that duet with Sheryl Crow that everybody likes.
I know we've got some of his solo stuff in our rejoiner music, so, you know, on some level, I must like... What's the one song I like?
Cowboy song?
Yeah, because of a cowboy.
And also, he had the popular breakout hit where he went, "My name is Kid Rock."
Yeah.
Right, so...
Kids love it.
Having said that, really, no appreciable talent. And Jessica Simpson.
Uh-huh.
Listen to her sing. I mean, what is that? There's no appreciable talent, but I finally...
Yeah, but she looks good on magazines.
Yeah, here's the thing, but she has hit records, too.
Right.
And she shows up, like, at Super Bowls, and she's at the NBA Finals. She is, and you're going to have to help me with the Kid Rock part of this, because it's a two-part thing. First, Jessica Simpson is this generation's Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Okay.
Zsa Zsa Gabor was a broad back in the day who, again, had no discernible talent, was just a POA,
right?
Said and did dumb things.
Married a lot of guys.
Was always on talk shows,
right?
Always doing commercials, but never even liked Jessica Simpson singing.
Right.
So if Jessica Simpson is to us what Zsa Zsa Gabor was to them, who is Kid Rock? If you got a guy who's had some kind of middle-level success...
I know what you're talking about, and I'm thinking that Kid Rock is that the old generation's Paul Anka.
No, see, Paul Anka was popular. I mean, there was a time back in the day
he had a couple of hits.
Paul Anka was the man.
He wrote.
I would say that Zsa Zsa Gabor, Paris Hilton, is to us today what Zsa Zsa Gabor was.
Yeah, better. You know, maybe that's better.
That's no talent.
Okay, you're right. That's better.
But that's just a professional dater.
Then maybe Jessica Simpson could be Ava. Who is the one that was on Green Acres?
Ava Gabor. That's right.
Then she's Ava Gabor.
You'd have to have...
And Jessica Simpson has a sister now, so maybe Jessica Simpson... They could be like the Gabor sisters.
True. Mm-hmm. That's true. You know who I think Kid Rock is like?
Who?
I think he's the modern George Gobel.
George Gobel?
Yeah. What was he ever famous for? He was sort of a comic, sort of an actor.
Yeah, but Kid Rock does perform. And
so
Jessica
George
Simpson
Gobel.
Does.
Hello.
Perform.
Hello, Troy.
George
Yeah,
Gobel.
Hey, Don. I don't know if what national anthem you're listening to, but America, America is definitely not in the song.
Okay, he was singing America the Beautiful. You want to split hairs with me about a game that was 4 days ago?
So he wasn't singing the Star Spangled Banner, he was singing America the Beautiful.
Right. Okay, my mistake. Excuse me. You try coming and winging and doing a show off the top of your head. Come on, give it a try. Even better, let me come to your job where you would make a simple mistake like someone says, I want that burger without onions, but you put onions on the burger anyway. Let me be standing there screaming at you.
Still want to play, tough guy?
What's that?
I said, still want to play tough guy.
Yep.
Okay, I'm painfully aware it was America the Beautiful, as you maybe could tell, when I was pretending to sing like Kid Rock.
I think every guy that calls like this, we ought to give him 2 minutes.
All right, go ahead.
Fill 2 minutes of our show.
And listen, I'm really...
Well, I'm not gods like you guys, it's just I just want to make that point.
What point?
Because Don never makes a mistake here. I like to point it out.
Oh, no, listen, I made a mistake. I'll tell you the first mistake I made today, taking this phone call. I mean, I admit my mistakes. What are you kidding? It's not my fault. Listen, it's not my fault that what I do appears so easy to you that everything I say should be perfect. I'm sorry that I have confidence.
That was your second mistake.
I'm sorry that I have that little something called charisma, pal. I'm really sorry it bothers you.
That was your second mistake, because your first mistake was the national anthem. You called it the national anthem.
Okay. You know what that matters? It doesn't matter. D-I-C-K.
So now that's three mistakes today.
You are a germ.
How is that three?
You are a little
you
germ.
You said it was your first mistake when really it was your second mistake.
Sir, can I be honest with you? As always, my performance today has been flawless since you, my minion, are simply my puppet, and I'm the guy controlling the strings. You
yeah,
are.
But this guy is a mistake.
You are mm-hmm. serving my purposes
this
right
is,
now.
This guy is his mother's mistake.
Exactly.
Right.
All of Don's little trivial mistakes pale next to the big one that was made, what, 20 years ago?
But understand this.
Before.
Even now, while you think you're busting balls, it's only because I'm allowing you to. I'll admit the mistake that I said the national anthem, but it was America the Beautiful.
Well, I knew that when you said that. I mean, mm-hmm. it wasn't the kind of mistake that needed to be corrected. You said the national anthem, and then you began with the America the Beautiful, and I assume that's what he was singing.
Same difference. I'm just talking. And I just hate dumbasses like you who want to be smart guys. Listen,
yeah, but Miss Franklin's a hottie.
Pardon me?
Miss Franklin's a hottie.
Like, see, you're not going to save it because you're not funny enough to pull it off. Aretha Franklin's not hot. She's a big, she's a big load.
Do you want 2 minutes of your very own?
You want to tell us why Aretha Franklin's beautiful? And then can we tell you all the mistakes that you make?
Nope.
Why?
Because I don't make any mistakes, brother.
Well, then take 2 minutes and fill our show.
I don't have 2 minutes.
Sure you do.
Hang up now, then.
All right. Eject. Love you guys. Later.
Why we get guys
well,
like that?
Well, you see what he knew, though. He knew he could not fill 2 minutes.
Yeah. Even guys
so he
like
was
that.
Mr. Hypercritical, but he didn't write.
He
had the phone in correction.
Golly. Hey, don't pick a fight with me. Come on, everybody. I make tons of mistakes. I make tons of mistakes. The problem is, I'm just so great that when I make a mistake, right. It just kind of stands out.
People don't realize what you do in here. They don't see you spinning the plates every day. They don't see your fingers flying over the phone.
Here we go.
And the,
Larry.
And the control board. The
Larry.
Sweat.
Larry.
You know where my fingers go, really?
Where? In your nose.
I scratch myself.
In your nose.
I really do.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hey, Larry.
Don and Mike, my brother.
Hey.
Hey, Kid Rock is the modern day Wayne Newton.
You know, that might be right.
Except
that might be right.
No one's ever accused him of being a homo, though.
Right, but you know what? I can see the parallels.
Hello, yes. Don and Mike Show. Hello, Don.
Yeah.
Hey.
What do you think about either Charles Nelson Reilly or Eddie Fisher?
I think Wayne Newton because Kid Rock does sing.
Hold on. Now, I'll tell you, Carol's on the phone, and we have 1, 2, 3, 4 people who have the same thought as her. As to who?
Kid Rock is the modern-day Ken Berry.
Okay, Carol, who do you think?
I think he's a modern-day John Davidson.
That's good.
Now, did John Davidson ever even have a hit record?
No, but he did a movie, and he was like, I think he was good on stage. He was discovered on
and he hosted Squares.
And he hosted Squares, and he hosted the John Davidson Show, which I think took over for 9.
Hey, Pollock!
All right, so you think it's John Davidson. Thank you.
I'm still sticking with Wayne Newton.
I throw my weight behind John Davidson.
Here's Brian. Wants to say, hey. Hi, Brian, go ahead.
Hey guys, what's up?
Hey.
Yeah, I disagree, man. Kid Rock is a great appreciable talent. If you ever seen him like turntables and mixing and stuff like that. But really, you know what? It's not important. I needed to know, can I just say BHB?
Oh dear.
No, that won't get on the air. Come on, guys.
Not our rule.
This was not even a personal attack I had to lead out with this guy. It's just this guy wanted to say something dirty we don't say anymore. No, we don't say it. Get out of here.
You behave yourself.
Get out of here, for goodness sakes. And buy yourself a razor.
John Davidson would never say that.
I'm going with Wayne Newton.
No, and you know what? You were right. I'm sorry about George Gobel.
Hello.
John Davidson.
Carl, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I think Dean Martin fits best.
No.
Oh, come on now.
Kid Rock is
talent.
No way.
Kid Rock. Hey. All my talent, always drunk. It works.
But who were the members of his Rat Pack then?
No, but Dean Martin in his day was a major
Kid Rock is not a major star.
Kid Rock's a major star too, but he has no talent, just like Dean Martin.
Get out of here. All right, get out of here. I like
that's
that.
Un-American.
I like that Dean Martin song that went da 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 da.
How lucky can one guy be?
That's it.
I kiss her and she kissed me.
A kick in the head.
Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head?
Also known as the national anthem.
Yes.
Hello?
The room was completely blank.
Rob.
I hug her.
Thank you, Mike.
Oh, sorry.
Rob.
Hey,
Rob, you're on the air.
Great.
Yeah, I just had a comment for the style of Kid Rock's music. He's kind of a cross between country, rap, and rock and roll, and I kind of like to call that crap and roll.
Crap and roll. All right.
Thanks. I should not have laughed at that.
Thank you. No, that was all right.
Yeah. Well, then, compared to the other callers.
That was all right. Anyway, Aretha Franklin is just as big as a house, and the Pistons won. It wasn't in high def, but Mike got to see it in high def. Let me speak. Hold on. Speaking of my best buddy, Mike.
Mike O'Mara.
What did I do?
Nothing.
What'd I do?
You didn't do anything except what you always do.
What?
Give.
Yeah.
Give and give.
Uh-huh.
Pleased to be joining Mike O'Mara for the ego building appearance this Friday, 1 hour, at, what's the name of the place?
Golfdom.
It is a rare Mike O'Mara ego building solo appearance this Friday. Cherry gig, cherry time. What time is it?
Noon to 1.
12 noon to 1. Come meet Radio's Mike O'Mara.
Now, I know you're there from noon to 1. What time are you actually going to start the voice workshop?
I'll start the voice work at 12:59.
That'll be great.
Now, what will you be...
As I walk to the car.
What will you be presenting for your solo appearance on Friday?
We will have free food from Hard Times Chili. 1 p.m. Great food. Enjoy free food from Hard Times Chili from 11 a.m.
Oh.
They'll be serving the chili an hour before I get there until 1 p.m. This is the way this is written. I am not exaggerating. Great food you love to eat.
That's the best kind.
Well, it's a major announcement.
Sure.
Please come see Radio's Mike O'Mara.
1 hour. Don't be late.
Friday. It's just Mike. It's just Mike for all of you Mike lovers out there. It's just Mike.
I have a tea time at 8:30 that morning.
Well, you'll be there by 1, Mike.
I got to be there by noon.
By noon, yes. Excuse me, right.
Well, I'm only going to be able to play 9
noon till
sooner
one.
If you
noon-ish.
Want chili.
To meet your money fans, and let me just say this about Mike.
If I got there like at 1 and stayed till 2.
I don't want to embarrass him.
No, I guess I'd be in trouble.
I don't want to embarrass him, but I want to say this. The man is a walking Sharpie.
Mm-hmm.
Autographs? You bet. Pictures with the kids? You bet.
Always happy to oblige.
Please.
Walking.
Come on out. Come on.
How many times does Robert the Angry Mailman have to walk by the window today? That's what I'm curious about. You notice he's wearing his Lakers jersey?
Yeah, he's wearing his Shaq jersey today.
That's a James Worthy jersey.
Oh, is it James Worthy? Really?
He dropped off something amazing. Robert already has helped the show out multifold today.
How is that?
Headline reads, Midgetville in Jeopardy.
No.
Yes, it's from the Sun today.
Hey, very good.
As discussed on the show yesterday.
Don, will you be joining me at Golfdom on Friday?
Oh, no. Not a friggin' chance. Not a chance in hell, Mike.
All right.
Not a chance.
I'll bring you back a gift.
Keep the golf balls for yourself.
I'll bring you back another gift.
Whatever it is, please keep it for yourself. Or
I'll bring you a shirt.
Even better, give it to the kids.
I'll bring you one of those Tommy Bahama shirts you like.
Just give it to the kids. Give it to a homeless person. That, you know, make a donation in my name for those who care.
You see what we're doing
for
here.
For those who serve.
You see what's happening, ladies and gentlemen, if I can explain. I'm trying to bring Don into this, and he's doing his damnest to stay out of it.
You bet your ass.
Stay on the outside.
You bet your ass. I want all of our listeners to come out there, especially all you creepy ones, you know, where things get real awkward on the telephone, like we're not really sure about you.
You know who you are.
And let me say, special invitation to Tom Gavin.
Well, that's consider that a lock.
Like it was.
He doesn't play golf.
Like it wasn't going to happen anyway.
Yeah, I know. Hey, anybody out there listening?
So that's Mike, Friday at Golfdom. And what's the location on that? We'll give it a real plug here.
It's in the middle of Tyson's Corner. It's right off of Route 7. It's the intersection of Route 123 and Route 7. You can't miss it.
I knew.
There you go. Come
Golfdom.
On
down. It's right next to that car wash. You know that car wash you like so bad?
Yeah, I know what you mean. And now you get into it, Tiger. Now you're selling it. There you go. Give the location. You'll be there.
I do go there all the time.
1 o'clock. I'm sorry. 12 noon to 1 o'clock this Friday. 2 days away.
My favorite golf store.
2 days away. Are you gonna have your little show you do?
No.
The Traveling Oldies show?
No, I'm not going to be doing any. And I'm not even going to be sitting like at a desk. I'm going to be walking around.
Walking around? Are you going to wear
what I told the guy.
Are you going to wear a cowboy hat or something so people know who you are?
If you'd like, I'll wear a 10-gallon hat. I'll wear the big one like Hoss wore.
Everybody, come out and see Mike.
Yeah. You know what I'll be doing, seriously, for the hour? I'll probably be putting.
Oh, but and you'll be chatting with our money listeners.
I will chat with anyone that wants to chat with me.
Pictures, any memorabilia you have from the show.
I am at their service.
Bring it out.
Why did they give me this copy? This is for you. Right?
Oh, no, I want...
So it's the giveaway, right? Why'd you give this to me? Just so I can review it?
You were looking for details.
Yeah, I wouldn't have had the chili if you hadn't given me...
That's right, and I should have given it to you before the show, and I neglected that.
And what goes better with golf than... I know when I'm out on the golf course, a nice bowl of chili.
If you get a chance, I'd love if you could bring me a bowl of chili on Friday.
I'll bring you a gift, since Don doesn't... Because you
love it.
Aren't we fellow whores?
The more X's before the L, the better.
And I'll be honest, the only reason I'm making fun of them, I'm so jealous, Mike, because I'd like nothing better.
Right.
On a Friday, not only on a Friday, on the Friday before we start our 4th of July vacation, the last show before vacation,
right.
There's nothing I'd like better than in the hour or so before the show, before the last show, when you're really focusing to come in and do a good job,
yeah.
And to spend about an hour with our listeners.
Right.
And a special prize for all listeners who don't shower on Friday.
Before
you come out to meet Mike.
Oh, no.
And don't forget.
Now you've gone too far.
Ask for your free hug. Your free hug from Radio's Mike O'Mara.
And golf is a ladies' sport, too, I should say that.
That's right. Yeah. Come on out, you pigs.
There's plenty of room for the ladies.
Come on.
Lovely.
Put on your spandex and come on out and see Mike. Put on lots of eyeshadow.
Buzz, can you give me a sexy one for the ladies to come out, please?
Come on, ladies.
Come on out and observe this talented mimic's almost birthday.
I'm not going to be a performing, though, Don. I'm just going to be there.
A meet and greet.
It's a meet and greet. Rob's done a bunch of those.
And a bonus. And this I do mean. For the first personer. The first personer slash... person slash listener. What did I say? Personer?
The first personer.
First personer. It's like the national anthem. The first personer to note alcohol on Mike's breath. Call the show. Yes. Win a prize.
That's a stainless steel flask.
But you will have to identify the beverage.
Ah, right.
You will not be able to simply say, I smelled alcohol on Mike's breath.
No lunch for me now. No lunch for me.
So, spotlight on Mike. That's Friday. Please come see Mike. Okay? We want to follow up on this. Matt Rogers, who is an American Idol loser.
Right. The country guy.
I met a guy last night named Matt Rogers. Actually showed me his driver's license.
Hmm. Remember we had this guy on the show about a month ago when he found out he was not going to be included in the American Idol tour.
Right. Nothing has changed, I take it.
No, and now the relationship will turn.
Decay.
On our part. You'll see the beginning of decay.
Huh.
As we start to lose interest now.
Right.
In Matt Rogers.
Until next year, your wife's 50th.
Oh, that's right, when he performs on my wife's birthday.
Yeah, might want to keep him on a string. He's very engaging. We enjoyed him.
No, he is a nice guy. He's not a great singer, but
I think he's got charisma.
He was in the top 12. He does deserve to be on that American Idol dopey tour.
Sure does.
Well, he said he's also not going in the music.
Calling you reached the cell phone of Matt Rogers. Please leave me a message at the beep.
All right, well, we can check in with him.
He said he's doing the acting experience.
You make it a great day.
I'm going to steal that from my machine.
Number.
Like you make it a great day.
It's a nice tone.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Please stand by for a message from David Letterman.
Hey, how you doing, pal? You know what? Your brand of comedy reminds me of my mom's mashed potatoes. Yeah. Lumpy and tasteless.
Hey, did we fool you, Matt?
Yeah, it's Don and Mike. It's not David Letterman.
Hey, Matt, it's Don and Mike. Just wondering if anything ever happened with your internet petition drive.
Yeah, we're still thinking about you, and we still want to remind you to perform at Don's wife's birthday.
And we hope that our relationship is not decaying just because we haven't talked for a couple of days. And we'd like to know if you're going to get on that tour or not.
Give us a call and give us a progress report on how you're doing with your career. Please,
Don't be threatened by the fact that we're now smitten with another reality star, and this time a girl. For love or money. I mean, we're still in it with you, Matt, you know, to see if you can get on the tour.
You understand.
But understand, our window of opportunity is closing now because our 15 minutes are starting to open up on somebody else from reality TV.
Rachel beckons, Matt.
So come on, dude. Give us a call. What, Robbie?
I'm going to have him say, you make it a good day.
Matt, you make it a good day.
You're stealing Matt from his answering machine.
No, and if you get a chance, Matt, join Radio's Mike O'Mara Friday at Golfdom. And let me announce, joining Mike at Golfdom Friday will be Matt Rogers. As a matter of fact, all of the American Idol Final 12 finalists will be at Golfdom with Mike on Friday.
They all golf.
Along with
especially
Wilma,
George Huff.
Wilma Thomas from Fox 5.
Oh, that's great.
All of our
Amy,
friends.
Amy Roadblock's coming down.
Amy Roadblock from MSNBC.
Be very excited.
They will all be there. Just a couple of more of these Kid Rock calls.
And it's, just announced the WJFK Fantasy Cash Fountain.
There you go.
Hello, Lou. Lou?
How you doing?
No.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Kid Rock is the modern-day Willie Nelson.
I would disagree.
No way.
Willie Nelson is way more scary talented than Kid Rock.
Willie Nelson's a hit machine.
He's a legend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Good response.
All right, see ya.
That was a hell of a debate.
Guys.
All right, thank you for the call. All right, listen, even though it's not been the best opening segment,
but it's been interesting.
I'm going to go with some phone calls here. Do the phone scan today, but we got a big, gigantic show. Too much stuff we have to get to, so we want to make sure we get your calls in. 877-365-3636 from America, Canada. 800-636-1067, Washington, D.C. 202-432-1067. Your calls on the rotating random phone scan. We rarely do it at this point in the show.
No, we do not.
Call now, you animals. These calls are unscreened, and we will take them right after this.
Is the Don and Mike Show.
You don't need no gun control. You know what you need? We need some bullet control. We need to control the bullets. That's right. I think all bullets should cost $5,000. $5,000 for a bullet. You know why? People are safe before they kill somebody if a bullet costs $5,000. Man, I would blow your fucking head off if I could afford it. I'm gonna get me another job, I'm gonna start saving some money, and you a dead man. You better hope I can't get no bullets on layaway.
The Don and Mike Show.
The garbage can, Don and Mike.
Garbage can, yeah. Phone scan time right now. 877-365-3636. And be warned, Match Game 2004. The all-new Big Money Match Game 2004. All right. With Beth Ann, Beth Ann McBride, our new producer, BA, and Bobby Mailman, also BA.
Yes, Bobby Mailman is here. He's in the building.
All right.
They'll be playing the game with us. And Rob, Rob came up with what I think is a real catchy jingle for the new Match Game 2004 on the Don and Mike Show.
Really?
Tell me what you think of this. Give it a shot, Robbie.
Played the game before. But this is the new jingle. You might think penis, but don't say penis on the all-new Match Game 2004.
Very good.
I like that.
Catchy. That's good writing.
And Rob will be singing that repeatedly while we play Match Game 2004.
Very good.
Worth cash on today's show.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God, we're giving away cash tomorrow, too.
Anyway.
I'll tell you about that later. Now, your phone calls.
You know, speaking of that, I had an interesting picture on my Yahoo website this morning.
Of
Rasputin's thing. Yes. And it was like a very attractive blonde woman, like with a glass jar.
Seen it too.
And she was kind of staring at it. And
sure.
Wow.
Uh huh. You know,
wow.
A website that is so funny. Buzz, would you pull up PattonOswalt.com?
Oh, yeah, happily.
You know, we had Patton on the show yesterday playing some of his...
I have been listening to his CD coming and going for 2 days.
New comedy CD, and he had mentioned, check out the website.
He's a dirty little birdie, though.
So last night I went to the website, and he didn't have anything written yet about his appearance with us. He writes about everything that happens to him, and there's a wonderful article about an experience he had with a morning disc jockey in Hartford.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it didn't go well.
My hometown.
It didn't go well, but Patton loved it because it didn't go well. And if you go to his website, he talks about recently doing a show in Pittsburgh. That's another market that we're on, and so maybe you went to see him. I guess he didn't kill that night.
Really?
And the club got a lot of angry letters about him, and he prints them all on the website. It's pretty good. It's a pretty great website. You got it there, Buzz?
I do. I was saying to Rob, and I believe this, that you know, he's a very young comedian, and his stand-up, I don't know how long he's been doing it, but I really think
this is a guy that's going to, you know, keep doing stand-up, and he's going to keep getting better and better and better, and I think you're going to hear about a lot more about him someday.
Is it updated from yesterday?
No, there have been no changes, no new entries in his diary since yesterday, but that's where he writes about the various audiences and appearances that he makes.
Buzz, we'll take some calls. If you would just scroll down to the part about the DJ with in Hartford talking about the Barry Manilow records.
You don't happen to remember the title of that particular...
No,
names each of these entries.
On the very front page, where it said something like, what was yesterday's date? The 15th, the 14th? Something on June 14th? Just click on that and see if that gets you there. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, radio guys.
Howdy, you're on the air.
Hey, Kid Rock's a homo.
All right.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
That ends that discussion.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Oh, is this the same guy?
Me?
Oh, my God.
It was. Hello there, Don and Mike. Phone scam.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Go ahead, sir. We can hear you breathing.
Hi there.
Hey. Love the show, and I love you when you guys do, I'm not sure who actually does, but when you do an impersonation of George Bush, I think that's hilarious.
That's Buzz who does that. And Buzz is great at that.
Buzz has been referred to for years as a master mimic. Appreciate that.
And one thing I noticed today when I listened to George Bush speak, he reminds me a lot of Dr. Evil in that Austin Powers movie. So
I try to pick up on that. Yeah,
very astute, Buzz. Take these comments from our listeners and mold them.
I'll make a note of that.
I think the only thing missing on our current president is the Nehru jacket.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes,
Radio God.
Yes, you are on the air. Hi.
How are you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Kid Rock is a homo, and here is why.
Why?
I'm a regular at a strip club in San Francisco, and one of my waitresses tells me that the American badass came into her club and sat at a table, and instead of drinking American beer, he had a Heineken. Isn't that gay?
So that makes him a homo?
Yes.
I have to say, I'm not a beer drinker myself, and I want to make sure I don't tick off any of our many beer clients, but if I go into a joint and they say, would you like this, which to me sounds like the equivalent of what we believe Buzz has underneath his carpeting at home with the animals.
Uh-huh. Right.
Or a Heineken, I will say...
You'll opt for the green bottle.
Yeah, give me the Heine.
More accurately, he's an American homo.
Not really.
Well, you know, I mean, sir, you got to have a little bit of an open mind. It's a beer.
Hello, yeah. Don and Mike show.
Hello there.
Yeah, hi, you're on the air.
Is this him, Don Geronimo?
Yeah. Oh, I understand.
Yeah.
Why, yes, just damn. Hello there.
Donnie, this be your pappy, Wayne Brady. Hey, looky here. Make sure my daddy don't have no damn white balls all up on him.
All right, now you made me laugh. If Wayne Brady was my daddy,
that's the guy that wants
daddy.
The Cadillac.
Hello, Daddy, Wayne Brady.
Hello there.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Newsflash from Vegas. It's Stan. You're back on the air. Hot Talk 1140.
Oh, well, listen, I got to tell you, that's why I've got the giant bags under my eyes, and that's why...
Weren't we on yesterday before the end of the show?
Mike was up most of the night as well. We were swapping phone calls.
Yes,
you know,
we were, because we were saying, what about Las Vegas?
Lighting a candle saying, will the station be back on the air today?
Will they? Will
it's
they?
It's critical to me.
It is critical
to you. And it's critical to us. That's why to check the phone line. Check the long-distance interstate phone lines. Mike and I were tearing it up last night every 15 minutes.
Insanity.
All right,
good. Love you guys. Gotta go.
Yeah.
It's a shame. Special hello to all the cab drivers in Las Vegas. We are very well listened to among cab drivers.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I was wondering, Frida's birthday party, is it going to be a Frida Fest 2005 or a La La Palooza? What's it going to be?
La La Palooza.
That's pretty good. Give me that. If she has her way, but let's remember it's not for another year from now.
Right.
And where can I get tickets?
Let's put
it's not too soon to ask, really.
Well, I can't tell you that. I'll give you the website. You got a pencil?
Okay.
It's SCA.
Okay.
CLOV.
Got it.
ERS.com.
I'm all over it.
I know.
Oh, it'll be all over you.
I bet you will be. Hello, Don and Mike show. Phone scan.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Yeah, I was wondering if you guys watched the game last night and watched Sacramento win.
It was a great win, and congratulations to Sacramento on the championship.
It's not really about the game, though. There's something about an underdog, and there's something about the invincibility of the Los Angeles Lakers that I had the feeling that I was watching something that I have not seen maybe for 20 years in basketball.
I felt good for the city of Detroit. I really did.
A team that really nobody thought had a friggin' chance.
Congratulations to the Kings and Larry David.
Buzz, did you get anything from Patton Oswalt?
I did. I found the entry you were looking for, as a matter of fact. And, yeah, it's the one about the DJ.
Okay, here it is. That's from PattonOswalt.com.
I did day one of three promoting my new CD on morning radio shows across the country. Awake at 4:30 and started receiving calls in 10-minute shifts at 5 a.m. Of course, everyone wanted to talk about me being on a TV show, which makes sense because my CD is nothing but 80 minutes of me making fart noises with my armpit. It's really hard to talk about the King of Queens in interviews for the simple reason everyone on the show gets along. Kevin James is a sweetheart, so is Jerry Stiller, and I charm and delight everyone with my Victorian lace and shadow puppets. I know you want to talk about the show, DJs, and I'm really glad you like it, but please don't take it the wrong way when the conversation suddenly turns boring. A great working atmosphere like King of Queens makes for some dull banter. If anyone from the 22 stations I'm talking to in the next 2 days is reading this, let's only talk about my hateful, unpleasant CD. I'm paying to have my gardener hobbled after he stole 2 milk duds from my candy cellar, so I really need to sell some copies.
Hobbled.
In fact, I'd like to have more fun if you truly hated the CD. My radio tour started on a fun/sour note at 5 a.m. when I was interviewed by some cranky old butt horse from Hartford. We started out pleasant enough, and we joked about being up way too early, but he suddenly got really curt and sniffy when he mentioned the CD. Have you played any of the cuts yet, I asked. It's a little rough compared to your TV work, he said, as if that closed the subject. There are some tracks you could get away with, or you could bleep some of the stuff, I answered. I doubt it. I played Barry Manilow 2 minutes ago, he said. Okay, I was confused now. What's that got to do with when did street language become such a part of comedy? He suddenly barked. Street language, I asked, feeling I was suddenly in the Pat Boone movie The Cross and the Switchblade. Would you let your kid buy this CD? I don't have a kid, and yes, I said. Humph, you wouldn't. I said, so you didn't like it. I hated it. Voice of Doom. Why do you have me on your show? I asked. Well, you're on TV.
Oh, God.
And that's like an absolute word-by-word transcript of what happened. How great is that, that he goes on these radio shows and has awful appearances?
Right, exactly.
He goes out to the comedy clubs, does stuff that he's really not sure about,
right.
And if it doesn't go over great, he embraces that.
Sure he does. That's great. And, I think that generates more material for him, too.
Read his diary at PattonOswalt.com. It's very funny as he talks about the different audiences and his successes and failures.
Victorian lace and shadow puppet.
And there was a third cut from his album we didn't play yesterday because it required a bit more editing.
Most of the album would require a lot of editing.
And we just played Barry Manilow.
Yeah, but we have it now. We'll use it as a rejoiner today.
Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Thank you for looking that up, Buzz.
Sure.
Hello.
Hey, guys. Kid Rock, in my opinion, is a modern-day Jim Nabors, evidenced by his hit song, Kid Rock Says Hey.
Kid Rock. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, I think that Kid Rock is probably a compendium of two of our most beloved entertainers, B.J. Thomas and Mac Davis.
Wow. Kid Rock is really getting it today.
Now, I have to tell you something about Mac Davis. Do you realize that the song that he had, Baby, Baby, Don't Get Hooked on Me,
right.
Everybody thinks that was his biggest hit.
Wasn't it?
Here at the College of Rock and Roll Knowledge, I've discovered that the song, I'm sure you don't remember it, She's One Hell of a Woman. That was the number 10 song of the entire year.
Wow.
Following that other song. So he had 2 years where Mac Davis really had hit records.
Yeah.
So maybe Mac Davis had as many hit records as Kid Rock has.
That was his Little Lady phase. You know, both songs about the little lady.
That's right.
You know what song didn't do as well is Bring Another Bottle of Booze for Leatherface.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Craggy.
Hello, Don and Mike. Yes, you're there. I'm pressing the button. The light's going on high.
Hi. Hey, Kid Rock, to me, is the modern-day equivalent of Tiny Tim. The guy who played the ukulele, no discernible talent, got real popular for a while.
No. I must stop.
No,
sir, I must stop you. I am probably the only person in this room who had the pleasure of enjoying Tiny Tim in concert, and
we all had the pleasure of having Tiny Tim come on the show
on a regular basis.
He was a great entertainer. He would always, speaking of Heineken's, Tiny Tim would come in and would bring his own little cooler Was it Heineken or was it Corona?
Corona
beer.
He's a wonderful human being.
He would ask very politely, Mr. Don, Mr. Mike, would you mind if I had a beer? We said no.
Mr. Don, thank you, Mr. Don. Mr. Mike, if I could, I'd like to wash myself with paper towels.
The thing, I saw the greatest show, one of the greatest shows I ever saw, at a fabulous venue known as the Desert Lounge in Pasadena, Maryland.
Uh-huh. Ask for it by name.
Where I saw a double bill, the fabulous Tiny Tim,
yes,
and the headliner, Tubby Boots.
Well,
Tubby Boots, whose major trick that he did in his act was that he would take his shirt off, fold his arms under his mitts, and create woman breasts.
Wow. Tubby Boots, ask for him by name.
It was a quality act.
You know what's sad is that he was the headliner.
Hello?
Yeah, it's true.
He drank kind of. Don and Mike Show, hello.
Hey, guys, how are you doing today?
We're doing great, thank you.
I got two pieces of NASCAR information for you.
Right,
Johnny Sauter is no longer in the number 30 AOL Chevrolet.
Oh, Johnny Sauter, the guy that we had a... When I watched the race last weekend, I saw there was some other guy in the number 30 car.
Yeah, he's officially out for the rest of the year. Dave Blaney's in.
All right.
And the other has to do with Joe Gibbs, coach of your Washington Redskins.
Uh-huh.
He's got a new car next year. And it's going to be sponsored by none other than FedEx, so FedEx Field.
Huh. Right, well...
Oh, really? Okay.
Did
Johnny Sauter get booted? Is that why he got fired?
I think what they said last week during NASCAR was, a lot of these guys have sponsorships for only three or four races.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
And I guess he drives the AOL car, right? The 30 car?
Yep.
Yeah, the AOL car. And I guess that they just decided we'd rather go with this other dude to drive the car.
Too bad. He was a nice guy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. I've often thought, if you hold on one second, my friend, maybe I don't understand the economics of NASCAR,
mm-hmm,
but from what I've read, the cost is prohibitively inexpensive. I mean, it's big money.
Prohibitively expensive?
Mm-hmm. Inexpensive. If you want to, no.
It costs a lot. Is that what it is?
But it depends how you're looking at spending money.
Okay.
For instance, one of these guys that doesn't have a sponsor right now, and he's a driver that you would have heard of.
All right.
To buy the hood of his car.
Okay.
For the rest of the year, it's $250,000
for advertising.
Now, on one hand, that's a hell of a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, what if the guy runs up in the front of the field during the race?
Right.
What if, your best case scenario, the guy's in it at the end? What even if he gets in a crash or something and your logo gets on 8 million times?
Mm-hmm.
And that's only for one race.
Right.
Now, I don't know if you pay that amount of money.
Now, when you say the hood of his car, you mean the whole hood?
Right. You get the whole hood.
I think that's a bargain.
I saw a diagram saying that you could buy, like, the back spoilers.
Right.
$100,000 each, a spot on maybe one of the spots with the cameras if they're not tied in with the major sponsor.
So when you see like the Tide car where they've got Tide on the side, Tide on the hood, Tide on the spoiler.
Tide bought everything. Tide bought everything. But some cars like Jeff Gordon's car, it's DuPont on the hood 1 week,
right?
Then it's Pepsi on the hood the next week.
Oh, okay. Right.
And a lot of the guys are really struggling for sponsors.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I mean, listen, I ain't got $250,000 to be throwing around, but sure. I would think, how come no one out there has thought that that's a pretty good investment? If you got a company that's making some dough,
uh-huh,
if you got in a rider, if you picked a driver that was hot, you get your logo out there constantly.
Do the announcers ever refer to it as like the Tide car?
Well, see, here's the thing. They're weird about that, and I don't know if they take payola or what, because some cars, they make a point of saying,
uh-huh,
okay, that's the zero car. Then other times they'll say it's the net zero car. Now, if there's a car that's been running in the race and has not gotten any camera time and gets involved in an awful crash, then they'll say like 8,000 times,
right,
that's the Ben and Jerry's Ford. It's been a tough day for Ben and Jerry's Ford today. It's been a really tough day for the Ben and Jerry Ford racing team.
Wow.
Looks like they got to get the mentions in.
Yeah.
If it's a guy like Junior, they just say the 8 car. And every once in a while, they'll throw in, oh, yeah, and it's Budweiser.
You know what I'm realizing? I was talking to a guy last night about this, and I'm realizing because you are legitimately you turned into a fan. You were intrigued by it. You like the TV coverage. But somebody said to me last night, it was a guy from back east who had never tracked with NASCAR, had never followed it. And he said, are you a fan? I said, no, I'm really not a fan. He said, all you have to do...
Go to one race.
Go to one race.
I went to Daytona.
You go to one race, and that happened to you. I realized the way you're talking about it. You went down to Daytona, and you have been hooked ever since.
Until you see these guys, seriously, I'm not kidding, going 200 miles an hour.
Right, exactly.
Incredible. Yeah, and I mean, there were parts of NASCAR that oogie me out a little bit, like when I'm trying to get my mainstream friends to watch this.
Right.
And as they're going around a corner last week at Pocono, you see like five American flags, at least like 25 big giant Confederate flags.
Yeah, the oogie part.
It's kind of hard. It's kind of, and right. Then, here's the other thing that really helps all of those guys out there who have the Confederate flags. Last week what happened at NASCAR was Jimmy Johnson, who eventually won the race, was coming around late in the race when there was a caution. Anyway, he was going to come into the pits. When there was a caution, he could get work done on his car.
Right.
And a guy said to him, "No, get out of here. Don't do this." A NASCAR official waved him off. And as it turns out, other drivers came in after him, okay. And NASCAR made a mistake.
Right? Oh.
The official made a mistake. Guess what? Out of all of the NASCAR officials, what are the odds that the guy that blew the call is black?
Was a black guy?
It's a black guy.
Did they seem to make a deal of it or what?
Well, they had the camera on him.
There he is.
Pretty good and long. And they were just, you know, the guys on Fox were saying something like, "Well, you know, that's the human element of it, D-Dub. And, you know, these guys can't always, they got the cars coming down, you know, making the turn on four and coming to pit row. And it's just the human element." Meanwhile, the camera's just on him. And all they're screaming to all of the mechs out there is, "Look, this is what happens when you let them into our game."
Oh, or at least that's what it felt like.
No, absolutely what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Poor guy out there.
So NASCAR could be a little more inclusive.
It could. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey, what's happening?
Oh, nothing. I think you guys have missed one cool point.
What's
that? I think with a little bit of work, Kid Rock could be the next Terry Bradshaw.
Terry Bradshaw, yeah. That's if he loses his hair up on top, which he might be, right? He wears those hats.
He wears a hat all the time.
But he can't run an auction.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
You remember.
I did.
Are you there?
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, radio gods, welcome. Hey, listen, I think Kid Rock, Pee Wee Herman, perfect match, don't you?
Okay. I think your time on the show over. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Kid Rock is a modern-day Pat Boone.
We have really tapped into some
people want to talk about Kid Rock.
Trying to find a use for him.
If we can jump back one call, I'd like to make a motion that no caller ever says welcome to you guys.
Amen.
That rubbed me the wrong way.
Don and Mike Show, consider it done, Rob.
Things usually done.
How are you?
Hello, hi, we're great, thank you.
That's good. What's the big deal over this Heineken thing in Kid Rock? I mean, when I was growing up and just a wee lad, grab a Heine was like the cool thing. Something I just don't understand.
It's still in. It was just some dumb caller. Don't worry about it.
All right, second thing. What kind of juice do you think the urinal cake guy got to put your name on it in the endorsement deal?
What kind of dough you think? The radio
station? Yeah.
I think the radio station, when they had the urinal cakes with our names on them, I think it was a trade deal.
Okay.
I think probably the urinal cake company got a free advertisement on the show.
Yeah, we trade out all our urinal cakes.
Hey, are you in the business for a good urinal cake?
And which do you like better, a urinal cake or a funnel cake?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
I like the bunt urinal cake.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't say bunt, I said bunt.
Bunt.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
It's a German word.
Guys.
Yeah, you're darn German, right.
Hi, this is Wolfram Juretzek.
Hi.
From Germany.
Hi, Wolfram.
Never forget.
Thank you, buddy.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
And just remember, you can't have your urinal cake and eat it, too.
Look at that. I beg to differ, Mike.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
What is your name?
Well, you were really drunk.
As a matter of fact, I had some really great cake last night while I was watching a great movie.
What's that?
With that movie with Nicole Kidman.
Oh,
and the 10-year-old Bert.
Oh, my God.
Bert, I was having some urinal
cake. Cakes, yeah.
You know,
and you jumped right into
it. As a student of history. As a student of history.
I can't wait to see it.
That's a meat urinal cake.
Hello?
Listen, hey, guys.
Yeah, you're the last caller, so go ahead and say what you want.
I'm the last caller. Kid Rock is the best black comedian in America.
Okay.
Emily Latella on the air.
My friend, what is your name and where are you calling from? Any idea?
Never mind.
Any idea?
Go ahead.
My name is Big Boy.
Oh, okay.
Oh, sorry.
Disqualified.
Disqualified for using a nickname. Ouch.
What's all this talk about preserving our national resources?
Hello, Don Mike Show. Who is this? Hello?
Oh.
Yeah, hey, listen, who's this?
Favorite.
Who is this?
What up, Don?
Hey, listen, what's your name, my friend?
That would be me, Mr. Shannon.
I just want to give you a prize, dude. What's your name?
Oh, my name's Michael.
There you go, Michael. Where are you from?
Severn.
Michael, you're the last person on the phone scan. Did you call to say anything important?
I just wanted to say Kid Rock is the next Gregory Hines.
All right.
Okay. Listen, you've won the third row. Did you laugh at that?
I was laughing at the thought of the late Gregory
Hines. I think this whole line of discussion sleeps with Gregory Hines.
Although I'll tell you what, I'm finding out. Kid Rock is not ratings cancer.
No, not at all. Kid Rock, and you put Kid Rock in a NASCAR car?
Well, that is ratings diamond.
Oh, absolutely.
That's gold. That's gold, Jerry. That's gold.
Gold.
You won third row tickets to WWE Monday Night Raw, live MCI Center, Monday, July 19th. You won these before you can buy them. Tickets go on sale Saturday at 10 a.m. with WWE. But wait, there's more. You're also going to get to see Funnyman Stephen Wright at the Warner Theater on Friday, June 18, starting at 8 p.m. Please enjoy.
I will. I appreciate that.
And hold on. Wait, there's more. Hold on a second.
More?
Yeah. Pair of tickets to see the Boston Red Sox lose to the Baltimore Orioles July 26th. This is courtesy of Comcast SportsNet and the Orioles postgame live after every game on Sports Night.
Six and a half games, technically, that the Red Sox have to make up now for me.
Nothing. Six and a half games.
Lose that bet.
Wow. Thank you for listening, my friend.
Oh, you're welcome. I appreciate it.
We appreciate the call. So there's just 6.5 games between your hands and Tom's glutes.
Yeah, six games.
Six games between your hands and Tom's thighs.
Not looking real good.
Six games between your hands and Tom's feet, which you insisted on.
Yeah. Yeah.
You insisted on it.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to rubbing him down.
What do you think, baby oil?
And that's what, you know, even though it's not even at the halfway point of the season, yeah. I'm still starting to feel discouraged.
Yeah.
The Yankees are a juggernaut.
Well, right. You're the guy that said...
But we do have to play him a bunch more times, and we are 7-1 against him. So.
You are the guy that said the Red Sox would win the AL East by 2 games this year.
By at least 2 games.
At least 2 games.
It still happens. At least the aforementioned Orioles are out of the way.
Well,
they're playing worse than the Red Sox. Mm.
But haven't they played well against the Red Sox this year?
Yes, they have.
The Orioles?
Sadly, yes.
There you go, the Orioles. Yes, regretfully.
But right now, at this stage of the game, I am not happy.
Okay, when we come back, Mike, this is going to make you happy.
All right.
I know you'll love it when we have a good old-fashioned carny on the show.
I love carnies.
And we got a carny here. We got a carny who's written a book, Favorite Vegetarian Recipes from Dead People.
Very good.
Okay. For instance, other stars who have contacted this person to get their recipes in the book include Chris Farley, Princess Diana.
Oh, my.
John Kennedy, both John Kennedys.
Ah.
Sammy Davis Jr.
A vegetarian chowder.
I will tell you this. Sammy Davis Jr. wants to share his family recipe for black-eyed peas.
Very good. Hey, isn't that nice and stereotypical?
Black-eyed peas. It's a guy? It's a woman?
It's a lady, Victoria Bullitt.
It's a lady, Victoria, and she...
Lady Victoria.
She's talked to all these dead people?
Yeah, okay.
And gotten all of their recipes?
We'll have to ask Victoria what her secret is.
Well, we're coming right back to this. Funny.
He's the Don and Mike Show.
Victoria's Secret. Now more of our friend, Patton Oswalt.
Bullet stopping goodness from Tom Carvel for the most obscure holidays on the calendar. If only Lee Harvey Oswald had been carrying our delicious ice cream cakes when he was transferred from that prison in Dallas, Jack Ruby's bullets would have been stopped cold by the delicious frosting and ice cream wonderfulness in the middle of our cake. So pick up our new lime-flavored grassy knoll ice cream cake. That's right, it's a delicious grassy knoll. There's little licorice CIA men pulling the trigger on JFK as he rides by in a delicious Marzipan limousine. Tom Carvel only had 3 pans. And depending on the way he turned the pan, that's what the mold was. So the Fudgy the Whale pan, he would turn it like vertically, and that would kind of turn into Santa's head. But not really, because it looked all bulgy and f***ed up, like someone had beaten him up or something. Like, Santa was giving someone the hairy eyeball at the local tavern, and they don't take kindly to queers. They dragged him out back and worked him over with lead pipes. Gave him a big old blanket party for an hour. That's our Kris Kringle pummeled cake. That's right, Kris Kringle. He's been pummeled, and that's he can't remember whether you've been naughty or nice. And that's real raspberry preserves coming out of his nostrils and ear holes. Boy, they really tuned him up there. Then you turn it the other way, and it kind of looked like a leprechaun, but the legs were all stunted and broken and f***ed up. And for just in time for St. Paddy's Day, it's Patio Cripply. That's right, Patio Cripply. His legs are stunted and broken, and you can catch him easy. He'll lead you right to his pot of gold. Bad news for him, but good news for you. Patio Cripply wishing you top of the morning as he drags himself along the forest floor.
And Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
We are.
Now you two are taking a time out.
Let them give ye a comedy facial. Don and Mike.
All right, how about a Don and Mike salute to some of our stations? It's an updated list. Brownsville, Texas. WVGY, that's a live clear. They're getting us right now. Brownsville. How about Pittsburgh? That little broke down station?
Yeah.
I guess it's still broke down, but they're on the air.
All right, very good.
That's Pittsburgh WURP.
Work.
And I get one more for you. WRIG. Wausau, Wisconsin. Just some of the 48 states.
48 and whole.
48 cities.
Uh-huh.
Actually, not 48 states.
No.
I think we're in about 17 states.
Huh. Yes.
Out of 50. Anyway, 48 stations carrying the show. Got the list here. Thank you for listening wherever you are. Now,
and hi to all our fans at Westwood One.
Joining us, and Mike, they love us at Westwood One.
Obviously. Are we reminded of that continuously? It always seems like we're bumping into somebody from Westwood One that has to tell us what a big fan he is.
Yeah. You know, the truth is, there was one of those rats that was in here just last week.
That's what I'm talking about.
Like the guy named Happy Gilmore, or whatever his name is.
Right.
The guy, we walk into the office, and he immediately comes out with a business card. And,
hey, here we go.
Hey, you guys, we're great things on the network. And I said, can we just get an updated list of stations? I'm working on that for you right now.
And I asked him to get us back on in Fort Myers, Florida, and because I go down there a lot. And, you know, he said, yeah, I'll get right on it.
Yeah. Forget that. Right. That's like me saying, we sure would like to be on Los Angeles.
Amen.
Yeah, you know, I mean, he takes both
right.
with the same grain of seriousness. Yeah.
Yes.
Sure, whatever you guys want. You're great.
It's a mildly, you know, it's gone from being making us insane to now being just mildly annoying.
Yeah.
And, but noticeably annoying.
And, well, you know what I would say about the way I feel about the network? Not annoyed. I would say now, amused.
Yeah.
Yes. It's gone from anger to simple amusement. I mean,
right.
There are partners for the next 5 years.
Sure.
It's Westwood One. I mean,
what can go wrong?
What are you going to do?
I don't want to get serious, but I have to say, here is a radio program that in most markets in the United States would have a radio
it's
station.
It's not heard.
Where yeah. we could benefit this radio station
yep.
at relatively minor cost. And it's not happening. And you know what? I'm curious about that.
But, Mike, remember, that's part of the deal that we signed with them before. We got no issues with them.
We have no issues.
We have no issues.
I just think we can say that we certainly would like to be on in a few more markets.
You can say that. Well, you speak for yourself.
Yeah, I know you're happy
I'm
with
thrilled with
you're happy
48.
With 48.
I'm thrilled with 48.
Very good.
Yeah, well, at least the 48 that I know about. You know, I mean, 48, unlike lists where we've gotten before, where there's eight.
Well, we still don't know. If you don't know about it, we still might be on places where you don't know.
No.
That's the accurate list.
This is the old list. This is the BA list.
Oh,
the BA list is the new up-to-date list.
Oh, very good.
Well, I'm able to give you the information there.
Oh, very good. Thanks, BA. Yeah.
Yeah, right. See, BA is getting it done.
The old list.
Good old BA. joining us now is Victoria Bullis. And I want to tell you, this woman, and I mean this from my ticker, yeah. She really knows what she's talking about.
Amazing.
She's had conversations with River Phoenix, also Chris Farley, Princess Di, JFK, and Sammy, among other people.
She is writing a book about dead celebrities and their favorite recipes. And here she is now. Hello, Victoria. Hello, darling.
Hi, sweetie pies. Thank you so much for having me on. And by the way, I do predict that you will get into L.A.
Really?
Wow,
really?
Thank you.
Might not be this lifetime, but you will be on in L.A. at some point.
It might not be this lifetime.
I would say the same thing about the success of your book. but then again, who knows? Can you tell us, I read the list here of the stars that you've chatted with. We're not going to question if you have the gift or not to speak with stars who have gone to the other side.
We're going to go on the assumption that you do, that you do have this.
I appreciate that.
And what are you referred to as? A telepath, a psychic, a medium?
I just usually say psychic. It kind of encompasses everything.
A psychic, okay.
I need the cuckoo sound effect, though, just in case.
What?
Oh, no, that was some CB interference. What about Chris Farley? How's Chris Farley doing?
Chris Farley is fine. He wasn't for a long time. He really regretted how he lived his life because this was not meant to be a short life for him. He was meant to be huge, like a Bob Hope later on, more of a statesman type person.
And what is
fine now. It's been a long time.
What is the recipe that Chris Farley supplied you with for this cookbook?
Now, there are going to be a couple of funny recipes. This is one of them. I'm all about humor. The recipes are mostly 99% going to be tasty. They have to be. You know, they have to taste good. People are going to try them. They don't want to be disappointed if they waste their time and their money on the ingredients. But Chris Farley wants to do something with deep-fried food.
Mm.
Jacqueline Kennedy of Onassis's is probably going to be the shortest chapter in the book.
Really?
Unless the Princess Di decides that she wants hers to be the shortest chapter, because they didn't eat much. When Jackie Kennedy used to go out to dinner, she would order a baked potato with caviar on it and a glass of champagne.
Mm.
And so that's her recipe. That's her recipe.
That actually sounds like it would be pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
A baked potato with caviar.
Now, how do these celebrities who are dead, and let me add River Phoenix to that list.
Oh, yes.
Let's use River Phoenix. How long has he been dead now?
10 years, I think.
1993, about 11 years.
How does River Phoenix contact you? Does he call you? Does he email you?
Yeah, on the phone. We chat. No.
No, come on. I mean,
when I sit down to see who wants to talk to me that day about it, I set aside time each day to work on the book. So I'll sit down and go, okay, who wants to talk to me today? And I see their faces. They just show up. River Phoenix was a real spiritual guy. It's a shame that he, too, went down the wrong road.
Now, is it just recipes you get from these celebrities, or do you have other chats with them?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I've been doing this for 24 years. I've been talking to dead celebrities and dead people. And, in fact, this book was offered to me 19 years ago. It was going to be called Recipes from the Beyond, Channeling Dead Celebrities on Their Favorite Recipes.
Mm-hmm.
And the book died mostly. People are always saying, gosh, you're so compassionate about everybody, no matter what they've done. And I say, well, yeah, because we all have issues. I've got plenty of my own. I used to do, not anymore, what most people do when they hear something that doesn't fit their comfort zone. You slam the door and figure out five ways why it won't work. So when the publisher offered me this book 19 years ago, the first thing I said, because I'm a
She's just going to go on and on now. We'll wait and ask her more questions about
when she gets done with this ramble.
Exactly what celebrity she's talked to and how she has.
And we'll have somebody do
specific questions.
It didn't happen. I trusted
now, she's a psychic. She could probably tell that we were talking with our microphones turned off so she couldn't hear that.
And this time I'm going to make sure somebody cooks the
Does she think anybody's listening to this?
I don't know.
Blah, blah, blah.
Anyway,
blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, blah, blah. You're a psychic. You can't hear me. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah.
And looking at past lives, it immediately came to me.
Shut up!
This might be a record. Wow.
I still can't do. But,
she may pass Joe Fies.
Really?
And
as the all-time winner on one question, and
you know what we should do? We should do when we get a break. I should ask her, tell us how you became aware of that you were a psychic and about your life, and then we'll time her.
Can I ask you one question?
And because I'm always fascinated.
Obviously,
by this.
You are fascinating, Victoria.
How did it all start? And could you take us through like the whole genesis of you becoming a
psychic? You know, we're amazed at the fact that you talk to these dead celebrities.
You know, when did you, you know, first know you had the gift, and then what happened during your life to like, hone and refine it?
I was in college, and I went with a friend, it's on a lark, to a psychic who told me, I was so nervous, I was so skeptical. I was
now the clock is running.
Pretty much anybody I've ever talked to is skeptical.
We will not interrupt
her.
And
she said I'd be doing this for a living.
Let's take some side bets
now.
She
had statues.
I said she goes at least 2.5 minutes.
I say at least 3.5 minutes.
God,
Buzz?
I'll say a minute and a half.
No way I'm going to do that. So my same friend, Ann and I...
Now this is with no help from us. Just when she realizes that we are not there and we'll say, oh, we were listening.
They are telling me, because they all did, I'm going to do this for
30 seconds.
I was kind of arrogant. So I dropped it. She kept going on and started studying it. And then about 2 or 3 years later...
Wouldn't you think one of these dead celebrities by now would channel themselves down to say, you're being made to look like an ass on the radio?
For a living. And it would be fine. It was part of my life's purpose.
Hello?
Well, at that point, I didn't even know
Victoria! It's me! Vince Lombardi! These guys are holding you!
I woke up the next morning.
And we are at the 1 minute mark.
1 minute and counting.
Oh, my God. It hit me like
just like Smarty Jones.
Kind of angelic bricks.
Coming down the home stretch.
I just knew I'd be doing this for a living, and I had this overwhelming sense.
Is she running out of it yet?
Fine. I just kept walking around my apartment all day going, oh my God.
She's still going.
I'm doing this for a living. But I knew I needed to learn things. I knew that I had to study.
Blah, blah, blah.
So I went to school called the Berkeley Psychic Institute.
Blah, blah.
There are schools around that teach people to do.
She can't hear the sound effects either.
A lot of classes myself. And I started learning things. Some things came very hard. I still
here we go.
Lost articles after 20-some years.
Buzz, where
the
are we at now?
The first time one of my teachers told me that that she felt I had
come
a great...
Come on, Big Bucks. Wind it up in the next minute here.
Oh, I'm seeing your grandmother up there. Right away, I started doing it. And I love it. This is fun.
Sure, why not?
And...
All right.
Buzz.
And you knew.
Buzz, what time is it, Buzz?
About 1:45. Oh, boy, we're almost out of time.
Oh.
1:45, that means I had 2:30.
Yeah, you're the winner.
Winner.
Right.
Winner,
right.
Congratulations. Who's the most interesting dead person you've ever talked to? In 10 seconds or less.
Winston Churchill.
Because he had a lot to say?
He didn't at first. I kept seeing his face for a long time, and then he started talking to me. And talking to me about different events leading up to World War II.
Who is the scariest celebrity you've ever talked to?
Yeah.
The most hilarious, you said?
No, scariest.
What's the scariest psychic experience you've ever had?
Oh, the scariest psychic, because I don't think any of the...
In 30 seconds or less.
Okay, 30 seconds or less.
Oh.
Just seeing somebody just before he died.
It was
a woman. I was seeing her walk down the street, and I knew she'd be dead. She died in 10 minutes.
How did she die?
In a car accident.
Oh. Any of these?
After I saw her.
Wow. Any of these celebrities that you talk with? Is there any appreciable odor when you speak with them?
No.
Aroma.
Those are negative. Now those are like ghosts and poltergeists and orbs and things. That's the negative side. Those are the scary ones.
Have you been have you experienced those poltergeists?
Yes.
Or really?
I've done for radio shows. I've done. Seances and I don't like it.
Oh, could we book you for one of those, please?
Can't you come in here and do a seance for us?
I would love to.
Oh, we would love that.
Yeah. We can go to a place that's haunted.
How about the 17th of November?
The what?
That would be all right.
Is it the 17th of
next
month?
Week after?
Oh, I can't. I'm in California. I can't get through. California.
How about maybe on August? Never.
Yeah, well, we can do that sometime.
Okay, I'll talk to your producer, Rob.
Please do.
Yeah, we'd love to do that.
Wonderful.
All right, and
that'll be great.
And tell Rob that'll be. You know what I'd like is after if we did like I don't know October never.
Yeah, we can. That'd be fine.
That'd be good.
Where?
October.
We could do that. Right. We'll have Rob work out the details. For
okay,
us.
Cool. And
anyway.
You got someplace really, you know, spooky that everybody knows is haunted.
Yeah, we could.
Crazy.
Yeah. We could go to probably, you know, nowhere.
That'd be wonderful. Has Princess, last question here for me, has Princess Di mentioned anything to you about her car crash or about the rumors that Prince Charles was gay?
No, not about Prince Charles being gay at all. I've heard of that, but no, she hasn't said that. But I'm sure he is bisexual, absolutely sure, and she just verified that.
Do you think he played a role in her death?
Pardon me?
Do you think he played a role in her death?
Yep.
You think he was a bad guy?
I'll tell you how I knew that she had died. I was going to a play in San Francisco, and Willie Brown, who was then the mayor, was walking right in front of me.
Uh-huh.
And he was having a serious conversation with somebody, and all of a sudden, he said...
Clock is rolling again.
And right then,
I'm going to say she can't finish this story in a minute.
I tuned in to Queen Elizabeth. And I saw her looking.
She's already at 16 seconds.
Didn't hear the conversation. Hadn't heard about
the
press. I tuned in right there.
Do you think there's nobody from the afterlife that's coming to this broad's head right now and saying,
satisfied.
"Hang up the phone,
shut up." Oh my God, that is Princess Diana. And that's how I knew.
Really?
So I'm at, and Diana.
She can't hear you guys.
Conspiracy.
Just in case.
I'm the last one to get sensational about that stuff, but there are conspiracies out there.
Good for you.
See, she now. Let's see if she figures out.
Are you still there?
Yes, we are. I'm sorry. We had a technical problem. Victoria, your website is victoriabullis.com.
Mm-hmm. B-U-L-L-I-S.
Please.
Can you get out my phone number?
Sure. 888-686-2200.
You're the best.
No, you are, darling. And how is Chris Farley, really? How's he doing?
I mean, Chris Farley happens to be in your studio as we speak. Now, Mike, you're a little more in tune with this.
I am.
Yeah. Was that a question or a statement?
No, it's a statement because I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. You're intuitive. So close your eyes. Both of you can feel that he's there, but you'll probably be the one more likely to do it. So close your eyes.
Right.
He's off to your left. So pretend that you're in the middle of a clock. He'd be around 10 o'clock, about 3 feet away. Doesn't matter if there's a chair there or a desk. They don't have 3D anymore, height, depth, and width. They're in split form.
Mike is really closing his eyes. Mm-hmm.
Can you sense him? He's looking really heavy. It's a really heavy period. And you might be able to see his eyes.
So he's having a heavy period?
His heavy. Heavy, that was a poor choice of words.
And he weighed the most.
I remember the times when he was extremely heavy.
Yeah. Yep, I see him.
I knew you would.
Yep.
Put your hand out. Both of you, put your hand out. Close your eyes. The reason I say close your eyes is you want to close out the usual five senses.
I've got my hands up.
And palm up. He's coming over to Don first.
I'm just giving it. Just
Don. He's coming over.
He's
coming to you first.
Oh, Chris.
See if you the way that you'll be able to tell that he's put something on an energy level in your palm. Feel something. Heat. What?
Hold on. I'm hearing something.
I live in a van.
Hold on. What is this? Wait a minute. What is this?
You have plenty of time to live in a van down by the river. You're living in a van down by the river.
Now, what the hell was that?
Wow, where'd that come from?
I have goosebumps.
What the hell was that?
So see if you can feel something. That was, of course, from Saturday Night.
I'm lonely right now.
Oh, I love that segment. So the way that you can feel that he's actually touching you or putting something in your palm is you can feel a sense of heat or pressure.
Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, my God.
I
feel like I was just touched inappropriately.
I feel and smell smoke.
Do you really? Are you serious?
And yeah. I feel like I was touched inappropriately.
I heard you. I was ignoring you.
Like bad touch.
Yes. Very bad touch. And, Mike, now that area is also burning. Maybe that's the fire you smell.
I mean, the area where you were touched inappropriately is burning?
It's burning.
Yeah,
that has nothing to do with that has nothing to do with Chris Farley.
No, seriously, that's when your hair stands up in your arm.
Well, seriously, it's been a real slice of heaven talking with you, Victoria.
Have you gotten any recipes from either Ronald Reagan or the late, great Ray Charles yet?
No. They just died last week. They need a breather of 10 days or so.
And what's the best recipe in the book? What's your favorite?
I've only done about 15 so far. It's real hard going to get the recipes.
Sure.
Ingrid Bergman's Sacher Torte. So that's as far as my favorite, because I really loved her. And she was the first one to volunteer. She said, I'd like to be the first one to give you a recipe.
Oh, that's nice.
Didn't Humphrey Bogart eat a lot of that?
I don't know. Actually, I never thought of that.
You know, I'm out of my element.
Ingrid Bergman's Torte?
Yeah, I'm out of the time element to come up with an actor who would be relevant with Ingrid.
But you got Ingrid Bergman because Casablanca.
That'd be a great idea.
So maybe Humphrey Bogart ate her.
Louis, this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
He ate her. What did he eat her?
Her torte.
Her torte.
Her torte, yeah.
Her torte.
You know, it's going to be a great idea to put celebrities together with each other.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Victoria. Thank you very much.
I'll talk to you again. Thanks for having me on.
You're very welcome. And don't forget, June is Support Your Local Carney Month.
There you go.
So make it happen.
That's it.
Cool.
Bye-bye, Victoria.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Vicky. Bye-bye now. Well, right. She could go on, couldn't she?
She could. She wins the Joe Theismann Award.
If Gab.
There is no.
I really thought she'd go for more than 3 minutes.
A positive with all the guests that we're going to have on the show in this year, that we're going to get no one who just goes and goes and goes like that crazy psychic.
That was the Energizer Bunny of psychics.
But it's nice that she doesn't take it too seriously.
No, not at all. Yeah. Fortunately.
Okay.
I mean, you know what's getting bad when I break into Jiminy Glick.
That's right. He's a bad guy.
What's all the deal with that? Did you ever get your recipe from that?
Tell me the truth, dear.
Real quick, Rob, real quick, call her back.
Just, okay.
I know it wasn't a fake one.
Yeah.
To see how it went.
Yeah. Okay. I think she's probably pleased.
Also, your celebrities come and speak to you at once.
Who's the most incredible?
While we're doing this, let me mention that it's back.
It's back.
Big money. Superstar Match Game 2004.
Yeah. Very exciting.
Today playing, you'll have me and Mike and Buzz. Also, Beth Ann and Robert the Angry Mailman.
Complete with his Lakers jersey.
As we give away... Oh,
hold on.
Okay. Yeah, they are fun, aren't they?
To
get the other phone.
Okay. Let me mention, it's probably one of our listeners calling. Yeah. Let me mention that we have...
Exactly what it is.
I think four...
What?
Yeah, it was fun, and we'll be in touch in the near future about the seance. Maybe we can do something about Halloween or All Saints Day.
All Saints Day.
Answer the question, boy. All right, so she like didn't know that we were goofing on her.
Yeah, she's doing it to Rob too. That's why you're not hearing Rob talk right
Rob
now.
Rob is on the phone. We should run the timer on Rob.
That's a long answer.
Okay, tell her you got to go.
I have another call coming in, Rob. That's what you say.
Victoria, I got to jump, darling. But I will be in touch.
That's
and
even
God
better.
Bless and my best to Chris Farley. Bye then.
Bye then. Okay.
Like okay, bye-bye.
Wow, what did she have to say?
Who listens? I don't know. It was something about Chris Farley's going to do me a favor.
All right,
get the impression that you like being a psychic.
Hi, baby.
Hi, baby.
It's Match Game 2004.
Hey.
Robbie, we need how many? Four callers to play this game correctly?
Yes, that would be the best way we can do it. We need to start with two, then we'll need two more.
877-365-3636 if you want to play Star-Studded Match Game.
Yeah.
Big Money Match Game 2004. And don't forget our jingle.
Oh, that's right.
With this bit in the year 2004.
You might think penis, but don't say penis on the all-new Match Game 2004.
Bingo.
Yeah. That's it. So you want to play the game? All right now. Chris Farley says it's great.
Fantastic.
And we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The actual retail price of the barbecue is $6.29. Jamie wins the barbecue. Gentlemen, is there anything lying around backstage that we might offer Jamie?
Well, we have a new coffee pot and a beautiful armoire.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, hold on. Where's that Bob Barker?
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Thank you.
Hot dog. The Don and Mike Show.
Hot dog. Arthur's been handed this important post-it note. We have all guys calling. So we need a girl for game number two. So we like male versus female.
Yeah.
So we got a girl for game one. If you want to play it, you're a female call for game number two now. Let me just explain the rules of Match Game.
You know them?
No. Rob does, yes. And Rob lives for it. Rob loves Match Game. Rob writes the questions.
Right.
Rob gets all the music together for this.
Yes,
you know, I like bragging about how much I do on the show, but this is something that... is totally from Rob because he lives it. He was ecstatic this week when he called me and said that he had found the MP3 of the actual Think music for Supermatch.
Very, very exciting.
From Match Game. And you should know that not only is Rob into this bit, he's got a fascination with microphones. And on eBay...
He uses Gene Rayburn's microphone.
On eBay, he bought... the very same microphone that Gene Rayburn used on the Match Game back in the day.
Get ready to hear horrible audio quality.
Yes, but it's important for the show. It's important for the show to go right after sound.
You know, I told him in the office before the show today. We're sitting in there. First off, he walks into this little box.
Yeah, it looks like a flute player.
And That's what B.A. said. Beth said, what, do you have a flute in there? And Rob, you know, gave her a look like, how dumb are you? He said, no, it's my microphone.
Right. and he's got, and there it is. I mean, and it's a telescoping microphone.
I said, it's just like the one that they used on Match Game. And as Rob opened the box, she said, no, it's not. And Rob said, oh, yes, it is.
That was the wrong thing to say.
I was so close to hitting her. So close.
The microphone sounds awful.
It sounds worse.
It sounds terrible.
Like, but either way, let's bring in our panel, and then we can start the game.
Yes.
We have both Beth Ann, B.A., and Bobby Mailman, also known as B.A., coming in the studio today. Here they are. Here is our friend Bob Mailman wearing his Los Angeles Lakers uniform. Right. Not enough to wear the jersey. He's got the hat.
He's got the shorts.
And he's got the shorts on today.
And he's got a towel. Why do you have a towel?
Because it's hot outside. I was working today.
Oh, okay.
Some of us have to work for it.
You don't need to be hostile immediately.
I'm not being hostile. I'm just saying.
I had to
deliver mail before I came here.
Fellas,
hostility from the...
How you doing? Well, you have your feet up and you're chilling and you ask me why I have a towel. I have a job.
I have a job, too.
Well, and a lot harder.
They play nice.
Also joining us is our new producer, Beth Ann McBride, who also will be known as B.A. B.A., the important question I have for you. Has Robert asked you out yet?
Yes.
Yeah. Hey.
How'd that go?
Hey.
Okay.
I take it I wasn't the only one.
Yeah, he asked me, too.
Try that microphone.
You got better legs.
Okay, here we go. Start match game now.
All right.
And we've got all the open tapes. I'll see what's happening.
Get ready to match the stars.
Okay.
It's Match Game 2004 with the stars. Don Geronimo.
Hi, everybody.
Mike O'Mara.
Greetings.
Michael J. Elston.
Hey, kids.
And your host, Rob Spiewak.
Hello, stars.
Hello, Rob.
Hi, Rob. How are you?
Microphone sounds awful. Now, Rob, we have two other members on our panel today, not mentioned by our announcer, Dude Walker.
They're special guests, Don. I'm going to have to switch microphones. I'm sorry. This sounds worse than last time.
It is worse than
really
last time.
It really is.
Microphone sounds so bad.
Can you pad for a moment?
Yeah, I can. Yeah, okay. Can I pad?
Rob, we got one over here, Rob.
I spent 20 hours a week padding. I think I can
Rob,
pad.
There's one over here if you need one.
It'll be right over there if you need it, Rob.
I'm over here if you need me. Hey, Robert, why did you bring flowers?
They're for you, Sailor.
They're for me?
No, they're for B.A.
Oh, that's nice.
Read the card, Don.
All right, I'll be glad.
Oh, good.
Robert brought a card for Beth Ann. And the cards. And Beth Ann, you should know, Robert Mailman, one of our favorite guests on the show.
Always has been.
I love the guy. He gets the jokes. Even though we argue,
I love this guy, man.
And after the show, I always tell you.
I'm working on Mike.
Yeah.
Me and Buzz are like brothers.
That's right.
There you go.
I'm still on the outside looking in.
You like it?
I do. It's a nice card. It says, congratulations. Uh-huh. And then it says, welcome to the family.
Uh-huh.
Don't unpack.
Oh, wow.
Nice. That is nice.
Wow.
Very nice. Let's be honest, you know.
Yeah.
Some of us have seen changes around here.
Fair warning.
You got to be prepared, you know.
You got.
Don't get comfortable, that's all.
That is a classic example of Robert's naked cruelty.
And,
but I did bring her flowers.
You did bring her flowers.
Pretty. Yes. Rob, now that you're on the regular microphone, please tell us about our...
Get ready to match the stars.
Our other celebrities.
Hello, stars.
Hello, Rob.
Rob.
Well,
I'll introduce all of you, actually. He was recently selected to be one of Merv Griffin's pallbearers. It's Mr. Don Geronimo. Don.
Hi, everybody.
You must be honored.
I am, but I'm so tired because I've been with the widow Reagan.
All day?
All day, all night, every day.
That's a nice running suit, though. He has been called the Wolfgang Puck of Manassas, restaurateur, and bon vivant. It's Mike O'Mara.
Hello, Rob.
Mike, how are you?
Rob, a wonderful experience today.
How's that?
I was walking down the street, and I hit a midget over the head, and he turned into 50 gold coins.
That's terrific. Isn't tonight ladies' night?
Yeah, it is ladies' night.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you for mentioning it at O'Mara.
You know, he was immortalized when the Marvelettes sang about him in the classic ditty, Please, Mr. Postman, it's Robert the Angry Mailman.
Yeah.
How y'all doing, man? Good to be here. I love you.
Nice to have him on the panel, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
You might know her as Mrs. Jack Klugman, but we know her as Beth Ann McBride.
Yeah. Now, B.A., you got to say something.
Okay, well, I'm glad to be here, and I'm not going to unpack.
How's Jack?
Yeah.
How's Jack?
Doing good.
That's good. And he just led the Detroit Pistons to the championship last night.
Thank you.
It's head coach Michael J. Elston.
Hi, Rob. Hi, everybody.
Buzz, how does it feel to be the world champion?
I'm in good shape, but I have no butt.
That's true.
Hey, Buzz, let me ask you a question. What do you think was the reason that the Pistons were able to shut down the Lakers?
Bandwagon bitches.
They played a good game.
And Robert, I'm not a bandwagon bitch. I love seeing the Lakers lose.
Panda bitches. That's what you all are.
Love seeing the Lakers.
Pistons. What a great win.
Yep. I've been tracking the Lakers since 79. Uh-huh.
What a great
championships, at least 14 appearances. Right. All of y'all can kiss my, you know what, since this is a kinder, gentler show.
Would I be overstating it to say we have a spirited panel today?
Yes, we do. What we've got is a panel of crazy. Let's go.
The Stars.
Yeah, let's get ready. Here we go with our contestants. Okay.
Who do we have?
Now, joining us from Kansas, he's listening on KFH-FM. Here is Rick. Hi, Rick.
Hello.
Hi, Rick.
Hi, Rick. And joining us from Lake Tahoe, are you listening on the Lake Tahoe station or the Reno station?
Reno.
Reno. Here is Mary, who listens to us on the Buzz.
Hello, Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, Mary. Hi, Mary. Hi, Rick.
Hey there.
Hey. How you guys doing?
Now, one of you guys will have the chance to win $500 with Rob's very confusing match game, big money, super match.
Mm-hmm. But the first step to winning the $500 is to win game one. Now, as you know, we flipped a coin backstage, and Mary, you won. Thank you for doing that. You know how to play the game, Mary?
I do.
You will have three chances to match as many members of our panel as you can. I need you to start by picking A or B.
And Rob, before you do, would you just please, as a public service, repeat the jingle that we worked on for hours last night?
That's right. It is a kinder, gentler match game, and here goes the jingle.
Go.
You might think penis, but don't say penis on the all-new Match Game 2004.
Bingo.
Thank you so much.
Penis will not be the answer to every question. And Rob, who goes first here?
Mary won the coin toss, so I need you to pick A or B, Mary?
B.
B it is.
B.
B.
And here is your clue. Please don't answer until I ask you to. They have hired a new special advisor at the White House. Do you know this, Mary?
No.
His job is to teach President Bush how to blank. They've hired a new special advisor at the White House. His job is to teach the President Bush, George W. Bush, how to blank.
I'm in.
All right, Mary, try to formulate your answer. Don't answer yet.
That's the end. When you're in, you got to say you're in.
I'm in.
We can hear the...
There you go.
They're all the way in. Is the panel right?
Yep.
All right, Mary, they've hired a new special advisor at the White House. His job is to teach President Bush how to blank. What say you?
Speak.
How to speak.
How to speak.
This is a good answer. Don, do you have speak?
No, I had wipe.
Oh, wipe. And I think you can throw in that adverb.
Wipe cleanly.
Not a match. Not a match at all. Sorry about that. How about you, Mike?
I had a think, Rob.
Think, no. Not a match.
No.
Although they would be related. How about you, Ev?
I had white.
Okay.
Hey, how about that?
Alike.
That's eerie. How about you, Beth Ann?
I had Reed.
Reed, also good, but not a match. And Buzz?
I'm here to please the babes. Mary, I said speak.
There you go.
Mary, you know you have a commanding lead now.
Thanks. Now I know how you guys think.
That's right.
Sure. After 20 years of being on the radio, now you figured it out now that you're on the game.
She's brilliant.
Sure, now it'll be easy. Rick,
well,
are you...
I thought we were kinder and gentler.
That's right. Pipe down, Mary. Rick?
We are kinder and gentler. It's just we can't use the words that we used before. Right. It doesn't mean
that's
we can't.
SCC.
Right.
Like, you know, at the end of a busy day or when Robert's done doing his route, you know, we're wiped.
That's right.
Yeah.
Rick.
You're here all week.
What?
You're here all week, right?
Yeah, I'm here all week.
Yeah.
You got a problem with that?
I might. We'll see you outside.
You know what the ironic thing is? Robert isn't here all week. Ricky, are you ready?
Yes.
All right, listen Ricky. Carefully and answer well. For its final season, CBS is giving its biggest show a makeover to change its family-friendly image. Now it's going to be called Everybody Blanks Raymond.
One more time, Rob.
All right, Rick, for its final season, CBS is giving its biggest show a makeover to change its family-friendly image.
I'm in.
Now it's going to be called Everybody Blanks Raymond.
I'm in.
Panel is
CBA, you ready?
Working on it.
I'm in.
You said it?
Yeah, I said it.
I couldn't hear your microphone.
Okay, here you go. I'm in.
There you go. Thank you very much, Dal.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Dal Roberts.
That's a great week.
Rick, are you familiar with the Columbia Broadcasting System?
Oh, I am.
Very good. They're changing the image of the show. It's going to be called Everybody Blanks Raymond. What do you say?
Sucks.
Okay.
Can we do that?
Can we?
I think...
I don't know. I don't know about that one.
Well, I won't repeat it. I think we all heard it. Let's just see how we do. Let's see how we do. Don, do you match that?
No, I had rapes.
Oh, no.
Everybody rapes Raymond.
You're on your game.
Yeah.
You're on your game. I'm being very much.
I want to point out, I have not seen these in advance.
No, but you know what's going to be good is the Doris Roberts episode. How about you, Mike?
I said everybody does Raymond.
Oh, yeah. Much the same, whether or not he's helping. How about you? Robert, yes. I thought you were gonna. I thought you were gonna jump in,
Darky. I said licks.
No match there.
Now hold on.
Yeah.
Judges?
No.
Okay.
Not the same.
Oh. I'm sorry, bro. Sorry.
Oh, sorry. What do you say, Bam?
Does.
Not a match. How about you, Buzz?
I'm here to match the babes. I said hates.
Oh, there you go.
All right.
Well, that puts Mary in the lead. One match to none. So, Mary, we need you to pick the round.
Imagine the ad, though. Tonight on Everybody Rapes Raymond.
Everybody. I think it would be everybody.
Wow. Right. Peter Boyle, Doris Roberts, Brad Garrett.
He'd be in agony.
He would. Patty Heaton.
Oh, no. Why? Why is it happening to me again?
Can you not mention rape while I have my Laker jersey on, please?
I'll tell you right now.
It's
Raymond.
Not a Kobe jersey.
Okay.
Raymond.
I have one.
This is your brother. It's my turn, Raymond.
It's a rape.
That's somehow even wronger.
I know.
It is. Mary, A or B?
B.
B again.
B.
B.
And bitch. Listen carefully. Things are going great at O'Mara's Pub in Manassas.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Things are going great thanks to Mike's new gimmick. If you find a blank in your entree, your dinner is absolutely free.
Oh, that's easy.
And now.
Mary, are you familiar with Mike's restaurant? I guess you're from out of town. You've never been there.
I've never been there.
All right, well, listen carefully. This will help you. Things are going great at O'Mara's Pub in Manassas thanks to Mike's new gimmick. If you find a blank in your entree, your dinner, absolutely free. Please hold your answer.
I'm in.
VA's in. Buzz's in. VA.
No, she's not in.
You're not Mike. Are you in?
I'm in.
This should be easy for Mike. It's his gimmick.
You know what he's going to say.
All right, we're waiting on the female VA now, Beth Ann. Rob, will you repeat it for Beth Ann?
I'll even show it to her. Here, read here. It says, things are going great at O'Mara's Pub in Manassas thanks to Mike's new gimmick. If you find a blank in your entree, your dinner, absolutely free.
You ready, Beth Ann?
I'm in.
Oh, Mike.
There you go.
Very good. All right, Mary.
Just put diamond.
Things are going great at O'Mara's Pub in Manassas thanks to Mike's new gimmick. If you find a blank in your entree, your dinner, absolutely free. What say you?
That's a tough one. I'm going to go with your cicadas.
If you find a cicada in your entree.
Jesus. Lame ass.
That's going to be a great gimmick again in 2021.
In 17 years.
Don, do you have cicada?
No, and I've been to Mike's place, and I know if you find the embryo, your meal is free.
You're trying to shock us.
You are a shock jock. Mike.
Yuck.
I said the truth, Rob. A flaw.
Look around, Cafe.
Ironically, that's what the writers were looking for.
A tiny flaw.
Just the tiniest flaw.
Just a chasson.
Hold it. I'm going to call him by name. Robert, what do you say?
Use condom.
Oh. Well, hold that up again. It's condom. Yeah. You spelled it wrong. We don't take off for spelling. That's cool.
Oh, yum, man. Yum.
You did spell condom with an N.
Starberry.
I didn't bring it up. Beth Ann, what do you say?
Some of my favorite.
A beer. If you find a beer.
A beer.
Beer. I know. It's a
beer.
No, he's not retarded.
How about you, bud?
Retarded.
I said finger.
And it doesn't even matter which finger. Anyway, Mary, amazingly, you remain in the lead. And Rick, here is your clue. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, this is true, actually. Have you heard about the new wine they've named for Grateful Dead frontman Jerry Garcia? They've come out with a brand new whole line of wines for him.
Oh, really, Rob?
Really, Robert. It's a challenging Merlot with an oak undertone and just a hint of blank. It's Jerry Garcia wine, Rick. He's dead now, but it's honoring him. It's the new wine that they've named for Grateful Dead frontman Jerry Garcia. It's a challenging Merlot with oak undertones and just a hint of blank.
I don't want to put that on.
I don't know if I can.
I think I did.
Yes, you can.
I
want to put it down. If we have to, we'll delete it out.
All right, I'm in.
Are you familiar with Jerry Garcia, Rick?
should ask me that.
Ever hear of him, Robert?
Yeah.
Okay. Rick, are you with us?
Oh, they're right.
Yes, I am.
Okay, you familiar with Jerry Garcia?
Yes, I am.
Then no, this I'm should
really,
be easy.
I'm really drawing a blank here.
I'm in.
Everybody else is in?
I'm in.
Jesus Christ.
He was the one with the beard.
Yeah, I know who he was. All right, I'm in with a dumb answer.
Okay. Y'all are. It's a dumb question.
I know there's a funny answer. I just can't think of the word.
Right. It's a dumb game. That's the problem. Rick, it's the new wine that they've named after Grateful Dead frontman Jerry Garcia. A challenging Merlot with oak undertones and just a hint of...
Acid.
Acid.
I'm going to change mine. I have Ben and Jerry's ice cream, but I'm going to change mine to Embryo.
Okay, you want to go back to that?
No. You should be allowed to do that.
Embryo's becoming the new penis.
In time.
And you can quote me. Mike, do you have Embryo?
No, I have just a hint of ass.
Just a hint.
That's the word I was looking for.
It's not a match.
How could that word, which comes out of my mouth so many times a day.
It's the obvious one.
Goes in, too.
And the good thing is it's understated. Robert, what do you say?
I said with a hint of weed. Did I spell it right?
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Excellent.
Weed.
No match. Oh. Beth Ann.
Marijuana.
Marijuana.
Right.
Spelled wrong.
Completely wrong. Why didn't you see easier
ones? People make mistakes too.
Why can't we just run the whole thing through spell check?
Here's how you spell it, Beth Ann. Marijuana.
That's how you spell it right there.
Nice picture, Buzz.
Thank you.
And again. You know, Mike, you haven't drawn
anything. Who's that a joint for? Paul Bunyan?
Jerry Garcia.
Oh, I didn't even see it. I was so busy focusing on the ass.
Jerry Garcia.
I see him.
Hey, Don, by the way, this is my pen. I brought it, so I don't want you to think I'm stealing it when I leave today.
Okay.
Because you know how you feel about it.
Yeah, that can have the pen.
Yeah, that's your pen. Private property.
Yeah, that's your pen.
What kind of pen is that you have?
It's a black pen.
It
my
is now.
Special brand. It's the only one they would sell to me.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's it? Very good. Okay, amazingly, guys, you realize this? Mary's still in the lead?
Wow. Yeah.
What does she have?
She has one match. And Rick,
my God.
Rick, you're sporting a bagel over there, buddy. You better
so
try harder.
If he doesn't do good this time, he's out, right?
That's right. Mary, I need you to pick A or B.
I'll stay with B.
Yeah, it's worked so well.
Yeah, really.
Whatever. B. Chauncey! Phillips! What, you didn't like that guy at the...
No, I didn't like
at the
that
palace?
Guy. No.
I love it. What's his name? Is his name Mason? That's the guy's name?
Sir Bandwagon Biatch.
I love him. He's
got
great.
On the bandwagon.
Yeah.
On it.
Yeah, and you just drove over here from South Central, too, right?
Yeah.
You know the bandwagon?
Come on.
I'm from Los Angeles.
Do you know?
With the
you're not
from
Los Angeles.
Do you know the bandwagon I jumped on? I jumped on the bandwagon.
You and other bitches.
That L.A. stinks, and I'm glad anybody beat him.
I tell you what.
What?
They'll win it next year.
What do you want to bet? You name it, pal.
How about another Tom Gavin massage?
Oh, you rub that fag. I don't know.
He's
no.
Yeah, Robert,
not
you,
that there's anything
I'll
wrong
think
with
a,
that.
I'll
he's
right
of the
brain.
Bet. You think of the bet.
And you and I have a bet that the Lakers will be back in it and win it next year.
I'll take it. You tell me.
In it to win it.
Anyway. What's so funny, racist?
What's that? What's so funny, racist?
And we all looked at Ron.
Precisely. Can we move on with the game, please?
Sure. Yes, racist.
All right, too. Thank you very much. I'm Gene Racist. Mary, are you ready?
Ready.
Don, listen carefully.
All right,
this one's for you.
Okay.
In her new motion picture, Birth.
Oh,
yeah, baby.
All right. In her new motion picture, Birth, Nicole Kidman has a scene where she gets passionate with a 10-year-old boy, which was different than sex with her ex-husband, Tom, because the boy wasn't blank.
I'm in.
Wasn't blank.
The boy wasn't blank.
I'd get that.
I'm in.
Okay, Mary, in the new motion picture, Birth. Where are you calling from again, Mary? Is it Lake Tahoe?
In home.
Lake Tahoe.
You got movie theaters out there?
We do.
Oh, good. Then you'll love to see the motion picture, Birth, where Nicole Kidman has a scene where she gets passionate with a 10-year-old boy. Different than sex with her ex, Tom Cruise, because the boy wasn't blank. Is the panel right?
Yeah,
yeah.
We're
in.
Everybody's
in.
I'm in.
Not right either.
All right, Mary, the boy wasn't blank. What say you?
Gay.
He wasn't gay.
Well, that's a good answer.
That is a good answer. That's maybe what the panel was looking for. Don, do you have gay?
The 10-year-old boy, I said, no, unlike Tom Cruise, the boy was not hairless.
Oh.
I'm just drawing my own assumption about the maturity of the young man.
I think you're on your game today.
And whatever Tom Cruise has going on.
Besides, all you've seen is the storyboards. You haven't actually seen the movie.
Right.
What do you say, Mike? Not a match there.
I am matching here. I said gay.
Hey, there you go. Match. We haven't had one of those in a while.
Yeah.
Winner!
Robert, the angry mailman, what do you say?
I say it's circumcised.
Interesting.
Make it fun. Spell it with a Z. How about you, Batman? Gay is a match. There you go.
Okay.
And Buzz?
I matched Don. I said hairless.
There you
hairless.
Go. All right. Now, this puts us in a great situation where, Rick, you can still win. All right?
Yeah, okay. Right.
No, he can. Mary only has three
really?
Matches. You need three to tie, four to win. Are you ready?
I am.
Here we go. Oh, this one's about me. Rob Spiewak's marital advice. Oh, and you want to write down this anyway.
Okay.
Or write this down. Rob Spiewak's marital advice, always treat your wife like a precious thoroughbred racehorse. If she ever starts to slow down, just blank her.
I'm in.
Hold your answer, Rick. Are you a married guy, Rick?
No, I'm not.
Hey, that's pretty smart.
Man.
Rob Spiewak's marital advice, always treat your wife like a precious thoroughbred racehorse. If she ever starts to slow down, just blank her. Is the panel right?
I'm in. Yeah.
Not yet.
Buzz is in.
Yeah, I'm in.
I'm in. We're all ready, Robbie.
Wait, RTAM, are you in?
That's Robert the Angry Mailman. He's already hit his buzzer.
Okay, very good. Okay, Rick, my marital advice to you, always treat your wife like a precious thoroughbred racehorse. If she ever starts to slow down, just blank her. What do you say?
Punch, hit, or kick?
I need one answer.
Oh, crap.
We'll just go with punch, okay? Don, do you have punch the horse?
No.
Or the wife?
No, and I also had four answers.
Oh, that's all right. Well, let's see what you've matched anywhere.
I had either shoot, kill, dismember, and then turn into glue.
You know me so well, but not a match. I'm
not
sorry.
A match.
How about you, Mike?
I had the standard. Give her the whip.
Give her the whip? Not a hit, though. That involves an apparatus. Robert?
I said beat her ass with a whip.
Not a match. Bethann?
I mentioned I'm not going out to dinner.
That's right. That's true.
I said shoot.
Shoot. You start to say euthanize. Both acceptable. How about you, Buzz?
I said kick.
Kick. Oh, you know what? They're all great answers, and they all make sense. But Mary, you have won game one.
Yay!
And we will see Mary again in final match.
Oh, good. Final match. We're playing for, I think, was it $500?
Well, I would think it would be $250 with a chance to double it in big money super match.
Gotcha. So, thank you for the rules, Rob.
Of course.
Rick, don't go away mad, okay, Rick?
Okay.
Just go away. Enjoy your HBO Curb Your Enthusiasm second season DVD box set, courtesy of HBO. And you want the exclusive Don and Mike logo sleeve of Pro V1 golf balls.
Hey,
courtesy of
Mice?
Courtesy of Golfdom. And you can see Mike at his appearance on Friday. Robert, you should go out and see Mike.
How come you don't bust his balls when he messes up? He butchers the language every day.
I didn't write that copy.
I got a million things.
Don and Mike.
Robert.
I got a million things to
Don
say and
Mike.
To read.
Robert.
Yeah.
Are you going to come out and see me?
No, unfortunately, I'll be at work.
Oh, okay.
That is unfortunate.
And I'll need this towel that day, too.
Yeah, because you're sweating.
And they wouldn't let
so
me in the
hard.
Place anyway.
So
they
hard
I'd be parking cars,
mail.
Right?
Huh?
I'm not going to park cars for you.
You can carry
and
it.
I'm not holding no horse reins either.
I'll get you a nice red jacket.
You know, Robert?
But you would. Robert, you did at your restaurant.
You can carry his bags.
Oh. You're good.
Rob,
get you a nice porter outfit.
Carry these bags.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't touch yourself there, Robert.
All right, Rick, goodbye forever.
Rick.
Marie, we'll hold on to you, and you're going to play for the money in the final round. When we come back, let me see, Robbie, if I got this right. When we come back,
right,
it'll be Christine against Kevin.
Exactly, and the winner of that round will play Mary.
And that's called
final match.
Sure.
Final match.
Yeah.
What's
super match?
Oh, big money super match?
Yeah.
That's the winner of final match goes on to play big money super match where she tries to match or he
one of our
a celebrity.
Panel.
Right.
Yes,
I just like hearing him explain
black
it.
Guy.
Right. Exactly.
Well, was that Robert?
I bet you won't pick me.
Okay. I bet you won't either.
What you want.
I guarantee you. The fix is already in on that.
Absolutely.
Okay?
And don't just glaze over the fact that she BA says she won't go out with me. You know. Can I borrow a couple of dollars so hook me up with the palm. Hook me up with the palm. Not me.
You want
steak? Well, I have to wear a tie.
You do not have to wear a tie. You don't.
Perhaps later.
You don't have to wear a tie.
Hook us up with the palm, man. Me and her.
Listen, come on. Here's the thing. We gotta work with this woman for the next 5 years. You can't.
Do you really? Did you
soil her?
You signed a contract? You,
no.
5 years?
We cannot have. I know you wrote in there, you know, don't unpack
the
bag.
Wait a minute. You're going to tell me that I can't take a young lady out on a date?
Well,
an innocent date.
I know how you treat women.
Oh, excuse me.
I know.
You know how I treat women. Wait a minute here. How do I treat women? Hold on.
Without referring back to the old show, just let me say that.
That was one tour.
Your method of,
that was one tour, Don.
Your method of birth control is not 100%.
She has lovely hair.
Oh, God.
Set it and forget it.
Wow.
God damn.
Wow.
Okay.
Enough.
What a panel.
Beth Ann, we'll let Robert explain that to you.
Yeah, Robert has a very interesting method.
Explain it on the date. That's why I don't want you going on a date.
Maybe he could draw a picture.
See? I know what this is.
What is that?
You don't want me to soil your lovely white. Our producer, that's what it is. Right. Capital letters on the white part.
Exactly.
That's right.
That's
exactly
it. Because except for the fact that she's white and I forbid her for going out with you, she is crazy about you.
She told me this.
She's crazy.
But we said no.
Check it out.
I said she's crazy.
Smelly feet and she farts. Mommy.
See,
Robert's in love.
He heard when you described yourself on the air.
He likes it
as having smelly feet and farts.
That turned him on.
You're white, you know me.
That turned him on big time.
You know what's been going on. My surfer girl just left me, so that's, I mean, there's a blank spot in my life.
See,
right,
you're skater boy, and I'm ballerina girl.
No.
Take this in the hallway. Get out of our studio.
Yeah, work this out.
Get out of here. When we come back,
there they go, the lovebirds.
Christine and Kevin, and the winner will take on Mary in Match Game, and we'll be right.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
No. My dear, you know absolutely nothing about prices. Thank you for being on The Price is Right. We are going to have our first showcase showdown after we show you this.
The Don and Mike Show.
No.
A colossal waste of time.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Back with Magic Game 2004. Playing today, love me, Donnie, that's D-O-N-I. Mike O'Mara.
Hello.
Robert the Angry Mailman. Hi, Bobby.
Hey, how come all the whites got headphones with me?
He noticed.
Those are my headphones, too.
I don't know.
Beth Ann McBride, our new producer, Rob Spiewak. Oh, hold on, Rob, there's your microphone.
We haven't enough jacks.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, well. I'm sorry if reality
hurts. Robert does not have headphones.
Somebody had to
be
come up.
Talking about me.
Somebody had to come up on the short end of the stick.
Of course, I did.
Can somebody give Robert some headphones?
No, that's okay. I don't need them, Don. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. I was just pointing that out.
Right. Well, and a good thing you pointed out.
Brother does not have headphones.
We did it on purpose.
I know you did.
You should know we did
your
that on purpose.
Has
I did it on purpose.
Said we have.
I did it on purpose.
We have Robert
let me
coming
sit in.
In
the back. Is this better? Let me sit in the back. There you go. I'm in the back of the studio now.
We'll be back.
We shall overcome.
Could you just go outside the building?
You got some cotton out there? Could you
just go to the back door of the building?
Cotton fields in the parking lot?
All right, let's play the game. Here we go. If you're really nutty about headphones, we'll get
no, Rob,
we don't have enough place to plug them in.
There's no jack.
There's no
of course
jack.
There's no jack.
You don't know jack.
I don't.
Why don't we get a new jack? New Jack City.
He's here all week, folks.
How was that?
Well, that was good.
Let's play low budget, not Jeopardy. It's a Match Game.
That's
Match
right.
Game 2004. Yeah. Round number two. You know us. Rob, here are your new contestants.
Yes.
From Virginia, where she listens on WJFK FM, here is Christine. Hi, Christine.
Hello.
Hi, Christine.
Hi there.
And how are you?
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, on WNFL, here is Kevin.
Hi, everybody.
Hi there.
Hi, Kevin. Hi, stars.
Hi, Rob.
I want to tell our panel, we've got a lot of fun to have today because these guys are wacky, spirited.
Come on. Play the game.
Christine.
F Mike being kooky.
Hi.
Christine, do you remember who won the coin toss?
I think I did.
That's right. It was Christine who won the coin toss. So I need you to pick A or B.
A.
A.
I don't know.
This is the first time we had to say that today. Okay, here's your clue, Christine. Don't answer until I ask you. Dumb Dora said... Oh, Dumb Dora.
Yeah, Dumb Dora.
Dumb Dora said, my TV is all screwed up. It shows two programs at once. Last night I saw Tony Soprano trying to blank Jim Belushi. Dumb Dora said, my TV is all screwed up. Shows two programs at once. Last night I saw Tony Soprano trying to blank Jim Belushi. And she saw it in HD. Christine, are you familiar with Tony and Jim?
Yes.
Of course you are.
I am in like in. Errol Flynn.
Don is in.
I'm in.
I'm in. I think the panel is right all around.
Everybody's ready.
Yeah.
I'm in.
All right, Christine, it doesn't matter if you're in. Dumb Dora said my TV's all screwed up. It shows two programs at once. Last night I saw Tony Soprano trying to blank Jim Belushi. What do you say?
Do
Jim Belushi.
Do him.
That'd be a good show, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I'd watch it.
For the kids.
Don, do you have Do?
Well, no. My answer doesn't matter. I was going back to earlier this week on the show.
Right.
Or last week with the guy for Love and Money. French Kissing.
Oh, yes.
Great answer.
Yeah.
Great answer.
Kinder, gentler.
Hey. That's a good answer.
Hey, shut
do
up,
do not
okay?
throw paper at me, man. It's not that type of party, pal. It's in 1960 in a diner in South Carolina. I'll get up and whoop your ass.
You do me a favor?
Yeah.
Would you pick that paper up off the floor?
Hell would freeze over before I pick up that
piece of paper. Mike.
Mike, do you have two? No, I had the traditional, not funny, but I had whack.
Whack, yeah, mm-hmm. There you go. No match there.
He spelled it wrong.
He did. Robert, thank you for catching him on that.
I think it's W-H-A-C-K.
Yeah,
you're going to whack.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, yeah, you're right. I spell it like wacky.
Or spiwack.
Oh, spiwack, yes.
Hey, how about that, Robert? Hey.
A white man misspelled the word, y'all.
Yeah.
Whitey got it wrong. Him.
Anytime you want to participate in a spelling bee, you name it.
Next week, pal, after you come off vacation.
Okay.
When the Lakers win the championship.
I'm feeling a negative vibe now. Robert, you have to.
I said eat.
Eat. Ooh.
Oh.
What a delicious meal.
Oh, you know, just remembering a question.
I know. That's right.
It's what Tony Soprano was doing to Jim Belushi.
Right, and then we needed a verb, and he came up with that one, and that's a boy. Yeah, I'll wake up screaming tonight. Beth-Ann, what do you say?
I said love.
Love.
I think that's the same thing.
No, you know what? I think judges would say yes on that.
Oh, is that
trying to love? Yeah, that's a match.
Yay!
Yeah. Wow. Good job, Christine.
That's all I meant.
Mike? I mean, Buzz?
That's right. You can call me Mike. I didn't know if I could do this. I used the sixth letter of the alphabet.
Yeah, that's a match. Very good. Yeah, Christine, good job.
Right.
Kevin, you've got some catch-up work to do.
Okay, I'm ready.
So listen carefully. Hannibal Lecter. Ah, yes. Dr. Hannibal Lecter said to his wife, honey, I'm not very hungry tonight. I think I'll just eat blank for dinner. Dr. Hannibal Lecter said to his wife,
I'm in.
Honey, this must be from the prequel, because I don't ever remember a wife in the movie.
No S.
Honey, I'm not very hungry tonight. I think I'll just eat blank for dinner. Kevin, hold your answer, please. Is the panel right?
Robert, UNBA. How about you, Beth-Ann?
I'm in.
Buzz and Mike?
I'm in.
I think everybody's in. Kevin, Dr. Hannibal Lecter said to his wife, honey, I'm not very hungry tonight. I think I'll just eat blank for dinner. Kevin, what's your answer?
The cat.
Comes back to the cat.
Great answer, pal.
Yeah. Don't you love that scene in Silence of the Lambs when he eats the cat?
I love
the cat. Silence of the Cat.
But I was thinking of Don's cat.
Of course you were.
My cat, bro.
Maybe, Kevin, maybe now, not think so much. Don, do you have cat?
What was the setup?
Dr. Hannibal Lecter says, honey, I'm not very hungry tonight. All maybe right. I'll just eat blank for dinner.
The Domino's guy.
Okay.
Not a bad. Mm-hmm. Eat the dog.
That was worse than his.
Mike?
Clarice, may I eat your cat? No, I said he'd just eat out for dinner.
Your picture says it awful lot.
I wish this was TV.
Really?
Robert?
I said your toes.
Oh, just toes, sure.
Oh, that's a great answer.
Domino's guy.
Not very hungry.
I'm going to eat the Domino's guy.
That's funnier than toes.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're all better than
white,
cat.
Black, green, red.
I got to mention race.
Because you mention race all the time.
But I didn't.
But I'm just saying, this is a question. This is a question I believe my answer
the
funnier.
Domino's guy sucks.
No, Domino's guy is the guy that would come to the door. He's a cannibal.
He's going to eat him.
You know what? You just don't like the fact that a white man had a funnier answer than you.
No, he didn't have a funny answer.
Yes, it was a funny answer.
Hold it. Mike has his hand up.
I see no teeth.
I'd like to nominate Robert as a regular member of the panel for Match Game.
I second that. I do.
I believe Robert has found his home.
Beth-Ann?
Beth-Ann, do you say cat?
Well, Kevin, unfortunately, he was a little hungrier, so he wanted to eat the dog.
Wow. Amazing there would be two such bad answers that still don't match.
Right.
How about you, Buzz? I think I know what the
I think I know what the judges wanted. As a matter of fact, since Hannibal wasn't very hungry, he wanted a dwarf
there
for
you
dinner.
Go.
Thank you.
Good. No,
I guess so.
No match there.
There you go.
I was
you.
Only kidding
I
about Jumbo. Of course.
Delivery guy.
Of course. I beat you, son.
No, that, listen, anything's better than toes.
And he turned into 50 gold coins.
And I'm going to kick somebody in the ball.
I'm glad we've cleaned up this game.
Yeah, me too.
It's been nothing but smooth sailing.
Nobody's answered with penis.
That's true. Not
that's
yet.
True because of the jingle?
Right.
Amen. My big yeah. penis, well, but I'm don't say
avoid.
Penis.
We all trying to avoid penis.
That's right.
Speak for yourself.
Got awful quiet in here. Christine, pick A or B.
I'll go with A again.
Hey. You know, Christine, you're up by two matches.
Oh, good.
Yes.
And, well, one of you dummies turn your radio down. I'm guessing it's Kevin.
I don't have my radio on.
Oh, I'm sorry. Christine?
I don't have mine on either.
The other somebody dummy. Is playing something.
Sweet, sweet doughy-headed someone's playing the radio there. Anyway, now the
or
sound
TV.
Is gone.
Yeah, the sound is gone and both
maybe
of them lie.
Maybe it's in your head, Don.
CB radio.
Yeah. Are you ready, Christine?
You know, there wouldn't be room in my head because my head is so jammed up with great stuff like eating the Domino's guy.
With a brain the size of a peanut, you know, what can you do?
All right, now, boys, please.
Well, with the brain the size of a baby's tooth, what are you going to do?
Lakers, man.
Lakers.
Rob, go ahead, racist.
Okay, don't worry. We'll fix all this in the editing. Okay, here we go, Christine. Boy, Christine, it sure was awkward last year at WJFK's Christmas party. No, not because of the parking. But everyone was having a great time until Buzz Burbank decided to soak his blank in the punch bowl.
See?
Again, this will be easy for Buzz because he was there.
Yeah.
It was awkward at last year's WJFK Christmas party. You see, Christine, WJFK, that's the radio station where we work. Everyone was having a great time until Buzz Burbank chose to soak his blank in the punch bowl. Don is in. Please hold your answer, Christine.
I'm in, of course.
I'm in.
Mike, you in? Then everybody's in. Christine from Virginia, it sure was awkward last year at WJFK's Christmas party. Everyone was having a great time until Buzz Burbank decided to soak his blank in the punch bowl. What do you say?
His member.
Hey, but she didn't say...
No.
Right,
that's
good.
Right. That's good. That's very good, Christine. Good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Don, did you say member?
No, I said...
Members only?
Said he was soaking his dentures.
Oh, right.
That's funny. That's funny.
No, that's not funny. See,
actually,
you don't know what's not funny.
All right, I know what's funny, pal.
All right, I'll wait till your answer, then we'll find out what funny is.
Mike?
I have said soaked his beautiful, bony bottom.
Oh, which is no easy feat for him.
No, not at all.
No. Okay, no match there. Robert, here comes comedy.
All right, here we go, Fags.
Spelling doesn't count.
Same thing, I matched her.
See, he matched.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yay! He said the word that we're not allowed to say anymore.
That's right.
That's funny.
Winner.
That's right.
That's not funny.
Funny. Mm-hmm.
Not
it is funny.
Batman?
Can we say this?
What?
Yes. Say it.
Nice ass.
There you go.
Thank you. Thank you, Beth.
No match.
Wait a minute.
And Buzz.
No.
Buzz Burbank, a man who was there.
That's yeah. right.
Buzz, what
if,
do you say?
If anybody I would know, I would, and so would Robert. It's that word for member.
There you go.
Yeah.
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 Right. Good
wow,
for
so
you.
Two more matches, Christine. Kevin, you've got some... I'm sorry, Robert. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Grayson.
No, really.
No, go ahead, Hitler.
Okay, Kevin, you've got a lot of work to do, so I need you to work hard, okay?
Okay.
Gene here races. We go. Your Gene Races here.
Go ahead, Hitler.
So, after a rocky marriage, Dennis and Michelle Rodman are getting a divorce.
Did you say that? Go ahead, Hitler.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he said, all right. That's what the French said.
And now here's your MC, Hitler.
It's nice to be known, isn't it? Hey, he does mimicry.
Yes, I do.
That's wonderful.
You're in trouble, man.
I'm going to be replaced.
After a rocky marriage, Dennis and Michelle Rodman are getting a divorce.
Oh, yeah.
It's very sad. Oh. But Michelle Rodman says, good riddance. I'm tired of Dennis sneaking in and taking my blank.
I'm in.
It's a terrible marriage, Dennis and Michelle Rodman.
I'm in.
Sometimes it's best when they divorce. They are getting a divorce, and Michelle Rodman says, good riddance. I'm tired of Dennis sneaking in and taking my blank. Think about that, Kevin. Don, are you in?
Yeah, I'm in. B.A., you in?
Oh, yeah.
I'm in.
B.A., Buzz, you in?
I'm in.
Mike?
I'm in.
The panel is right, so we go to Kevin from Green Bay, Wisconsin. After a rocky marriage, Dennis and Michelle Rodman are getting a divorce, and Michelle Rodman says, good riddance. I was tired of Dennis sneaking in and taking my blank. What do you say, Kevin?
Underwear?
Underwear. Michelle Rodman's
not
underwear.
Bad. Not bad.
It's funny just to say Michelle Rodman. Don, do you have Michelle Rodman's underwear?
No, I said he was there for her douche.
Oh. He's a very clean man. No match.
Can you repeat the question one more time?
Yes. Dennis and Michelle Rodman are getting a divorce, and Michelle says, good riddance. I'm tired of Dennis Rodman sneaking in and taking my blank.
Temperature.
Did I spell that right?
Hey, Mike, there you go now. There you go.
Thank you.
You scored today.
Thank you very much.
That's a good one. That's
a
good one.
If I can get just one of those, I'm happy.
As bad as douche was, temperature saved.
Thank you.
I think me and Don are having an unfunny off. I said money.
Oh, that's your worst one yet.
Now, let me explain the difference. The Domino's joke was funny.
Douche, on some level, there was still some attempt at comedy, yes.
Still funnier than whatever you just wrote.
Well, I actually tried not to be funny, so...
You're trying not to be funny. Thanks for helping us out.
And you know what?
Thanks for helping us out. You're coming on the show. You're trying not to be funny.
For this joke.
Why can't you enjoy the success he's achieving at that, though?
I have a prediction. I think Beth Ann's going to have a big winner.
Okay, Beth Ann, did you say underwear?
No, I said clothes.
That's a match. That's
too vague, man. Don't give him that.
B.A., I might suggest you try to be funny now.
But that is a match indeed. It is. Kevin, good job.
All right,
whatever.
Do you have underwear?
No, I have dresses.
Dresses? No, you see, dresses not underwear, but clothes.
Right.
So there you go.
I know, it's totally unfair, but it's Adolf's game.
That's right, and all complaints must be submitted in writing.
Oh, Rommel.
Thank you very... Oh, now it's Rommel. That's a demotion. Christine, I need you to pick A or B.
Oh, you know, hold on, I gotta tell you. I thought of Rob.
Right.
I was driving down Route 50.
Yes.
On my way to Ocean City, and I noticed just past Easton or Cambridge, I always get those towns
right
up, there's an Ace Hardware, and it's obviously family-owned, and it says... Rommel's Ace Hardware.
Really?
And I drove by, and the first person I thought of was my buddy Rob. And
Did you stick your hand out the window straight?
Do you think there's a chance
that there's any connection?
And he said no, and I said, well, if that's the case, why don't you change the name?
Yeah, it's really not a very good name.
Rommel.
If you happen to have the evil general that worked for the Nazis.
It brings back so many great memories.
All right, where are we at here?
I don't even know. 15 needs to pick A or B.
That's right.
The current score, Christine with four matches, Kevin only one.
Okay.
All right, so what happens here? Can one of these guys win?
Well, Christine can either seal him out or Kevin get a chance to jump back in.
Does she have to pick A or B?
She does, just like I've already asked her.
Let's go with A again.
Okay.
Hey.
A again.
Hey. Yeah.
Hey.
B1000.
Right here.
1000. Let's look back, shall we? Last Halloween, Joe Ardinger was heard to scream as the police were chasing him.
Joe.
That's the last time I go to a costume party dressed as a blank. Do you like Halloween, Christine?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Last Halloween, Joe Ardinger was heard to scream while the police were chasing him. That's the last time I go to a costume party dressed as a blank. Hold your answer, Christine.
What's Mike thinking?
So am I. I'm really drawing a blank here.
Me too.
Get it? Blank?
Oh, you're in our show off. Is yours funny? All right.
Why break a thread?
My answer is for you, okay?
Okay.
For Robert the Mailman. I'm in, Mike. Are you
all right? Yeah, I'm in.
My answer's for you, too. And Rob.
So many people doing so many things for so many people. It's a great place to be. Christine. Last Halloween, Joe Ardinger was heard to scream while the police were chasing him. That's the last time I go to a costume party dressed as a blank. What do you say?
A member.
A member.
A member of what?
You know.
This is the second time she's used that answer.
You might think member, but don't say member.
Okay.
We all knew Match Game 2004. Do you remember, Don? Do you have member?
Joe went dressed as a big black toe. sorry.
My head too.
That was for you, Robert. That was because you had such a great answer with toes.
Okay.
Why are you laughing?
Now the panel has taken to using their answers to inflict pain on other members of the panel.
Yeah, of course.
It's always good when the game takes a back seat. Mike, do you say member?
I said he went dressed as a nudist.
Oh, good answer.
Is that a match?
No, it's not a match.
All right.
I'm sorry, it's
Robert.
Not.
Robert. Okay, no. Hold on. Everybody, here comes the funny answer.
Quiet.
I said he went dressed as a nigger.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Makes a certain amount of sense.
Made me laugh.
That's terrible.
But you know, it's not a match.
That's
terrible.
Okay. You laughing? I know I am.
It's better than Black Toe. Because what did the Black Toe connect to?
Not a match. Beth Ann, jump in anytime.
You are the worst. Yeah, you wanted to say it.
What you say?
I've been dying to say it.
What's got it written on the back of your hand?
What did Beth Ann
say? Beth Ann, please, anytime.
Thank you. I said he went dressed as a spiewak.
Oh.
Oh.
Not a spelling.
Oh.
Wow, remember that card Robert gave you about not packing your bags?
Okay.
Well, it's you're at the table for one.
Spelling, W-A-K. Buzz.
In some circles, a match, but no, I said a joint.
Yeah, there you go.
Joint.
Perhaps that's what the judge is looking for. Yes. No matches there. Kevin, you can win this here.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
Do you have your thinking toque on?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The young father called the new mother and said, "Honey, the good news is I got us a babysitter for this Saturday night. The bad news is that the babysitter is blank."
Uh-oh. Oh, okay.
Sure. We're in. Well, you got that.
All right.
The young father called the new mother and said, "Honey, the good news is I got us a babysitter for this Saturday night. The bad news is that the babysitter is blank." Kevin, I know you're not married. Are you married? I forget.
Is it married?
Here?
Yeah, I'm married.
You have children?
Yes, I do.
Would you like to say hi to them?
Sure.
Okay, we don't have any time.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, but Kevin, once again, the young father called the new mother and said, "Honey, the good news is I got us a babysitter for this Saturday night. The bad news is that the babysitter is blank." The panel is right. Kevin, what do you say? The babysitter is?
Robert the mailman.
Robert the mailman.
He really could have won this game, too.
Funny
answer. Yeah, that is funny. That is funny.
I think I know the answer you were going for, and I just want to say, you know, Michael Jackson.
That's crap.
The obvious.
There you go.
In reality.
Okay, good one.
But good one. That's like the obvious one.
Right.
Give me the setup again, Robbie.
The good news is I got us a babysitter for this Saturday night. The bad news is that the babysitter is
Cameron Gray.
OJ.
He's our program director.
And not a match. Mike.
The bad news is the babysitter is, this is so funny,
yes.
Irish.
Oh, so drunk. Lock up the liquor cabinet.
There you go.
No match. Robert, did you just answer me?
I said colored.
Hey,
judges?
No.
A split panel on the judges.
Like the picture?
Beth Ann.
Let me see.
Beth Ann, what's your answer?
Robert the mailman.
Wow.
Robert,
she did it.
Wow. How did she do it?
Winner.
That's amazing, Buzz.
I said Nicole Kidman.
Oh, also good.
Going back to the bathtub.
Oh, right. With the score of 2-4, Christine is our winner. Love it.
Yay.
And Christine, I must know, who is the celebrity you most resemble? Yeah.
Oh, this could take a half an hour.
You think on that.
Kevin, parting is such sweet sorrow. Don't go away mad. Just go away. You've got the HBO Curb Your Enthusiasm second season box set DVD. That's courtesy of HBO Video. Plus, you've won the exclusive Don and Mike logoed sleeve of Pro V1 golf balls.
All right.
That is from Golfdom. Thank you for listening to the show, Kevin. Kevin.
I think Kevin hung up.
Kevin?
I didn't much care for him.
I was prize.
Can you have his prize?
Just kidding. I don't play golf.
Well, sure. You know what you can do?
At a hoop or something. You know that.
Why don't you send the prizes over to the palm? You can pick them up over there.
There you go.
Oh, thank you. I'll go in the back way.
That's right. But you know what this means, Don?
What does this mean?
And it means we move on to final match with Mary and Christine.
Yay!
And the winner of final match will go to the Big Money Super Match.
Mm. And then this will be over then?
If you want. I don't know.
Okay. No, I definitely do.
Yes, okay.
When we come back, they play One Girl Wins $250.
Exactly.
And then she has a chance to double
her money
for $500
in the Big Money Super Match.
Very good.
Let me make sure they're both still over.
Very clever, boy.
Here is, hold on, Mary? Mary, you there? Hello, Mary?
Did you hit a button?
Mary?
I'm here.
There she is.
I'm here.
Let's see, and Christine?
Yes.
There you go. We got them both.
We got our contestants.
All right.
Now, and if you're at home, place your bets, because this is going to be fun.
They need to make the buttons bigger for Don.
Make the buttons bigger for me.
Know what to push. Duh.
Right, thank you. Right, I'm so much stupider than you are. That's right. I got no talent here running all of this. All
oh,
of
man,
this.
You're more sophisticated.
All
I'm just a color man.
That's right. What do you do?
I'm just a color man. I'm a mailman.
You drive a truck and deliver mail. You know what it is, dude? It's like I'm flying an airplane.
I got more.
And you are in a horse drawn.
I tell you what. In 10 years, I'll still be better than you.
Feel the love.
I love this guy.
I love you too, Rob.
They love each other.
I love you too. I love you too.
Can I polish your car or something?
In 10 years, I'm going to give you the finest uniform and you wear it in front of my house.
What,
and you will be a living lawn jockey.
Can I get white gloves too?
White gloves
and a banjo?
Yes.
And a banjo?
Of course.
More mimicry.
I'm getting worried about my job.
Robert loves the race card. I love the tarred card, but
yes,
Robert loves
the race
card.
I'm not the racist. I'm just pointing out the funny aspect.
That's
of
right.
Always
the lightning rod of consciousness.
I love you.
We got a break. We love you too. When we come back, we'll play final match.
Yes,
final match with Zach,
hasn't it?
Which leads to super match.
Big money super match.
Big money super
I hope your answers are better than last time.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Toes was a good answer.
I'm Montel, and I know Montel isn't no criminal. I know Montel don't have to do something petty as go to somebody's house and break in their house and all this. You know, you got witnesses, you got people that says they didn't need him break in and all this, but then nobody ain't paying that no mind.
You give
Everybody
me the finger?
Want the dirt.
You give me the finger? That's Allen Iverson's mom.
Yeah, thank you.
Here's another one for you. Another rejoin.
Mr. Phelps, I see under interests you've written debit.
Oh, no, that's the butt. The butt, yeah. And also, I like tennis.
The Don and Mike Show.
That one not okay with you?
That's wonderful.
Here you go.
Two positive show going crazy.
You knew that was coming.
Listen, rinse, repeat. The Don and Mike Show.
Now, Robert, listen. This is for you.
The ink is black. The page is white.
Come on, sing along, Beth Ann. Do you know the words of this?
A child is black. A child is white.
A child is colored. What are you talking about? This is before my time, Grandma.
Come on, you're not a fan of the Three Dog Night?
No, I never heard of him before.
Really?
I haven't heard him on PGC.
You would have heard him on PGC back in the day.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yes, you would.
That's before my time, sir.
Way back in the day.
Back when I had to sit in the back of the bus by law.
That's right. Couldn't hear the radio from back there.
We have the match game now, and we, Robbie, we're going to fly through this last segment where we have Mary from Lake Tahoe, Christine from Virginia, and they're getting how many? They're getting one question.
One question will determine who wins the $250 and gets a chance
right.
to move on.
Let's go.
Mary, do you remember who won the coin toss? What is that noise?
Was it somebody opening their car door?
Hello.
Hey, Mary?
Oh, I'm in the office.
Christine?
I'm sitting at the house.
I'm sitting at the house.
What was the dinging?
What
somebody
the
knows
dinging?
What the dinging
what
is.
What was the dinging, ladies? Come on.
No, it's so...
You don't need to explain that. Let's go.
Yes, we do. We love
know.
We love the little details.
What are you, the producer of the show now? Is
nope,
that what
I
you
have
are?
Some announcements I want to make before you kick me out.
Donson,
let's go. All right, I'm behind Don on this one.
What was the dinging, ladies?
I'm sitting at a computer desk, so it wasn't me.
Maybe it was her computer.
All
right, that's actually off right now.
I thought we just qualified play. Both and go on.
Let's just play Mary and Christine. Here we go.
Christine, isn't that the noise that you get when someone's calling on the CB? I'm kidding, of course. Mary, we've already met you. I need you to pick A or B. Choose wisely.
A.
A.
You did say A, right?
A.
Okay, A. And here is your clue. 10 years after the mysterious death of Nicole Brown Simpson, OJ still thinks he's a lucky guy, but he doesn't carry a rabbit's foot. No, he carries a blank foot.
Okay, I'm in.
10 years after the mysterious death of Nicole Brown Simpson, OJ still thinks he's a lucky guy.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't carry a rabbit's foot. He carries a blank foot.
I'm in.
Everybody ready?
I think the panel's in, isn't it? Yeah.
We're ready.
All right, Mary, 10 years after the mysterious death of Nicole Brown Simpson, OJ still thinks he's a lucky guy. But he doesn't carry a rabbit's foot. He carries a blank foot. What say you?
Human.
A
A human foot.
Hey, how about that? Don, did you match human foot?
I think so, because I said a Nicole foot.
Yeah, that would be a human foot right there. That's very good. Mike?
I said a Nicole foot.
A Nicole foot, also a match?
I said white woman.
White woman, also a match.
Match.
Bam.
I said severed foot.
Severed foot? I think that's a match, yeah.
Match. Buzz?
I said a lawyer's foot.
I'm sorry.
Lawyers are not people.
No, I'm sorry.
They're not lawyers. They're not people.
Not human.
But Mary, good play. And panel, good play.
Yeah.
So Christine, you can win this, though. All right? So I need you to pick wisely. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, you don't need to pick. You need to listen. I'm sorry.
B.
Big news in the District of Columbia.
Here we go.
Mayor for life, Marion Barry, is running for office again. Did you know this?
This is true.
This is true.
For some ward. He's running for some ward.
He's going to be in the...
Say, I want to say a smile and sweat.
How you doing, Mayor?
I'm going to get the city back again. And then have a time.
We did have good times when you were mayor.
Yes, good times. Go down to Camelot. Still, my friend.
Yeah, okay.
I told you. I just, that bitch set me up. Ain't that a bitch?
What's the question, Robbie?
He's running for office yet again, and the campaigning has begun. Uh-huh. He promises a chicken in every pot and a blank in every house. Big news for the District of Columbia, Mayor for Life, Marion Barry, running for office again. The campaign has begun. He has promised a chicken in every pot and blank in every house. I think I misspoke before. Let me repeat this. He has promised a chicken in every pot and blank in every house.
I'm in.
That's going to be one fine ward, don't you think?
I'm in. B-A-U-N. That band, Buzz.
I'm in.
Okay. All right, Christine. Big news in the District of Columbia, Mayor for Life, Marion Barry, running for office again. The campaign has begun. He promises a chicken in every pot and blank in every house. What do you say?
Pot is in marijuana.
Pot is in marijuana. Yes, because wasn't he arrested for that? Okay, yeah. Don, what say you?
I knew the drug thing would be
right.
The popular.
Right.
So I said instead he would give a wonderful catalog of African style hats.
Because do you remember?
Where are the crickets?
Yeah.
Did you see the press conference? He's another one of these guys. He gets in trouble and all of a
these
sudden.
These guys. You hear that, America? These guys.
Right, hey, these guys. They're
one of those guys.
One of those guys.
With a long record.
Everyone looks good in an African style hat.
Yeah, everybody.
Everybody. Mike, I don't know.
I said, and a crack pipe.
Oh, a crack pipe, no match.
That was probably the answer.
Right. Yeah. That's right. Robert.
Said, yard jockey.
Yard jockey. Every house.
You get that name for African hat, yard jockey.
No, okay. I got mad because it wasn't funny.
Oh, no, it was funny.
Okay.
We got to go.
Have you seen
his African hats?
Whatever, man. Yeah. I got African hats, too, man.
Good comeback. Beth Ann, what did you say?
I said crack pipe.
Not a match, bud.
Crack pipe.
Oh, you know what? There you go. Mary, congratulations, Mary. You are going to Big Money Final Match.
Hey, yo, Mary.
But, Christine, dry your tears, because here's Don to tell you what you've won.
Let's see. Christine, you've got two tickets to go see Stephen Wright, Warner Theater, Friday, June 18th, starting at 8, and tickets to see the Orioles beat the Boston Red Sox on July 26th. Those tickets courtesy of Comcast Sportsnet. Yeah. Thank you, Christine.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Hold on, honey. Try not to let the fact that you're a big loser ruin your weekend.
And I was rooting so hard for her.
Me too.
And Mary has now won $250.
Yes.
She can double it this super big money. Woo!
Big money super match.
Way to go, Mary.
Big money. Now, Mary.
Use the font for that.
I did. I used a very good font. Mary, congratulations.
Thank you. Nice play.
I need you to pick a celebrity from our panel. Don, Mike, Robert, Beth Ann, or Buzz?
Buzz.
Buzz.
Right. Buzz.
See, I told you.
This is not common.
Wild card.
Now, Buzz, I need you to get your ESP going.
I'm trying to focus.
That's right. You're going to be like the Richard Dawson here.
Mm-hmm.
And, Buzz, I need you to lock in an answer without revealing it to this clue.
Very good.
Blank box.
Okay.
Blank box.
Okay,
blank,
I'm in.
Blank.
Blank box.
Box.
Blank box, and now we can help him, right?
That's right. Now, Mary, what's going to happen is we're going to go through... Buzz, are you locked in?
I am.
We're going to go through the panel, and everyone is going to offer a suggestion.
Oh, that's great.
And you can choose to go with the suggestion or go out on your own. Don, how would you complete blank box?
Music box.
Music box. Very good. Mike?
I would say black box.
Black box.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, because of the race car.
Hey, wait for your turn.
Please. Oh, sorry.
Smelly box.
B-A? He wins on that one.
I was going to say black box.
Can you come up with something else?
That's fine. Or you could come up with something else.
That's not funny.
You can help. All right. So we have, music box, black box,
right.
Smelly box, and black box. So, Mary, you can choose to go with any of those or go out on your own. Think like Buzz. Be like Buzz. Match him and double your money. Mary.
You know, I just thought of another great one.
Xbox.
Cable.
Or or X.
Yeah, that's where I wrote down.
Xbox. Lots of good ones.
Me, but effort.
Or flower box.
Well, now, if you wrote down Xbox, why didn't you say Xbox?
The smelly, I'm thinking about her, too. Smelly
I thought
box.
Smelly box was funnier.
Okay, either way.
Very good. So, Mary, what are you going to do? Are you going to go with a panelist's suggestion?
Now that we've confused you.
That's right. Can we make it any more difficult?
I don't think you made it easier because I was thinking black box.
Yes.
Okay.
Black box. Then go with that person.
Gut.
Okay, she's
always,
going with the gut.
Always go with O'Mara. I'm here to match the babes. I said black box.
Thank you, Buzz.
Wow. Thank you, Mary.
Wow. That's nice play.
Thank you,
that was
that'll
good.
Pay for one or two rounds of golf here.
That
means $500 for you, Mary, listening to us on the Buzz in Reno, Tahoe, Nevada. Thank you.
Who would think Buzz would play the race card?
That's the name.
Yeah. I just want you guys to know that I worked at one of the big premier ski resorts here. And
okay,
I got,
honey.
And they're now listening to your radio.
Thank you. We do appreciate that.
Thank you, Mary.
Whatever, Mary.
Thank you. Hold on. We got to do our closer. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you.
Not affecting the outcome of the game may have been edited from tonight's telecast.
Maybe.
Match Game 2004 is a Mark Goodson, Bill Todman television production. Stay tuned for Gambit on most of these CBS stations.
Well, that'll do it for this game.
G-rate this for Match Game 2004. Bye-bye.
Good job, Rob.
Goodbye.
Absolutely. An outstanding match game.
Well done.
And now we got to go right to the news cubicle with Buzz, but I have promised Robert some time for his agenda when he's coming to plug.
More?
He's coming back on the show after the break.
More Robert.
I love Robert. I could have Robert in here about the schedule we have on, once every 3 months. Robert, what do you have when you come back?
I have a big announcement and two quick shout-outs, and I'm gone.
All right, do it.
All right. Got to get a quick shout-out to my man, Anthony Ramos, McLean Post Office. We all love you, brother, and good luck whatever happens to you. Kimberly from the Comedy Club, beautiful. I need to bring her in here. Beautiful, fine queen. And my big announcement
is
I'm going to go into stand-up.
You're going to be a stand-up comic.
Yeah. I'm going into stand-up. Thank you.
Very good.
I'm going into stand-up.
Who's not for that move after hearing you today ad-libbing on this show?
Hey. I'm a funny guy, not stupid like everybody says.
All right. Good luck, right. Robert.
Thank you. You have a nice
toast.
Oh, delivery man.
What will your stand-up name be?
I'm not going to go Robert. Bobby Adams. How about that?
Hey,
I like that.
Nice
Bobby
name.
There you go.
Hey. All right, thank you, Robert.
There he goes, ladies
See
and gentlemen.
See you soon. Bye-bye.
Robert the Angry Man.
Too bad about the Lakers. Bye-bye.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people. He made it up.
Major announcement. He's going to stand up.
Yeah,
I have a major announcement, too. I'm resigning today to go work for NASA.
Open mic nights just around the area. The mic's just melted.
NASA's been calling me.
Yes.
Yeah. Buzz, what's your lead story?
Today, one of Michael Jackson's biggest secrets is out.
Ooh. Right, and it's not the one you think about shaving or anything like that.
Bye.
Yeah.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
Coming up.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very...
This you should not do.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Sanitized for your protection.
Yeah.
Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Time for news and comments brought to you by Viramax, world's number one sexual pleasure performance enhancer. Ask a doctor.
Someone call for a doctor?
Doctor developed. A doctor developed and clinically tested. Get it nationwide. Call 1-888-TRY-VMAX. And now here is Guy J. Birdley. Hi, Guy.
Hi, Don and Mike. Something Michael Jackson managed to keep secret for a very long time is finally out there. Court TV has obtained documents that say Michael paid at least $15.33 million to the last young boy who accused him of molestation.
Wow.
That was in 1994. Back then, Jackson never admitted any wrongdoing, but said at the time he was settling out of court because of the harm the case could cause to his career.
And even now, with whatever limited press Michael Jackson and his people are giving this, they're saying the same thing. We just did it because it was
convenient.
You know, it was a way to get rid of it. Here's the thing. As a parent... I think we're all agreed. Those of us with parents, or in this case, Buzz, think about your cat.
Okay, if
right,
cat.
Exactly. First of all, you got to be nuts to let your kids spend time with Michael Jackson.
I agree.
We all agree on that?
Yeah, absolutely.
But let's say that you're dumb enough that you actually let your kid have the sleepover.
Okay.
And your kid comes back and tells you about taking the temperature or whatever.
Right, exactly.
Maybe you get to a point where you just say, how much money is there that we could get from this guy and this thing that he did all these years ago?
You keep your kid out of court.
I hear people bad-mouthing the parents, saying the parents are just taking the money. Maybe after this time you look in...
$15 million, I mean, what you know, I think a lot of people would have to...
And if you put it towards getting the kid help or whatever he needs, you get a couple of bucks in your pocket.
But then again, you keep it quiet, you are kind of... there is culpability as far as all the other kids that come afterwards.
But the thing about Michael Jackson, the other side of that argument is, okay, I understand you have a lawsuit, you need to go away because they're alleging that you touch kids... At what point do you decide, you know, I'm not Michael Jackson, thank God, I'm not in that financial stratosphere, but you would think, $1 million would be nothing, Michael Jackson, throw that away and take that. You know, it's actually more than 15.
Right.
When you add in the legal costs, because he also paid for the attorneys.
Right.
Buzz, right, it comes like to 23 or 24 million.
Yeah, Reuters is saying $23 million. Entertainment Tonight saying $25 million. The Associated Press, which got its information from Court TV, said that $15 million figure. SmokingGun.com also says 15, but 15 is the minimum.
If a guy's willing to pay almost $25 million for something that he says didn't happen...
Mm-hmm.
Is it worth $25 million?
That's a lot of money.
You know what I mean? Jacko?
And this you should not do. What? You should not say he's an animal. Should not say he's Jacko. I'm not a Jacko.
He's not.
I just want to say that it's worth every dime.
The family.
Every dime.
Dime.
Shame on.
The family in the latest case against Michael has said it's not interested in the settlement. Michael's lawyers say the release of this information now, its purpose was to further taint the jury pool.
Taint.
Yeah.
Michael always liked that.
Nacho.
There is no connection. There is no connection between the country of Iraq and the 9/11 attack, according to the 9/11 Commission on Capitol Hill. The commission says it can't even find a connection between Iraq and Al-Qaeda, which again calls into question the stated reasons for invading Iraq.
Why are we there?
In fact, the commission says Iraq turned away Al-Qaeda when it was approached to be a sponsor because bin Laden had once attacked supporters of Saddam Hussein. Iraq didn't even respond to bin Laden's offer. In other findings, the 9/11 commission says the September 11th attack was scheduled to take place months before that and that the plan originally involved 10 airliners instead of the 3 that were ultimately used. The report says Al-Qaeda still plans large-scale attacks on the U.S., even disorganized.
And has anybody else read anything about this, that Iran is trying to get a nuclear weapon?
Yes, they are.
And they're doing the stuff like we had heard Iraq was doing, where the inspectors come and they have entire houses that they just fold up and take somewhere else.
Right.
And the thought is that eventually Iran is going to bomb, if not Iraq, Iran will have... all of the missiles that could reach as far as London and Paris.
Right, exactly.
You know, which one of these countries are we at war at, and why are we at war with these countries? And incidentally, the Chinese are helping out the Iranian people get their nukes together.
Yes, they are. We got enemies all around the world.
I mean, I'm not a smart man, but I can read a newspaper.
There's trouble brewing.
Yeah, and you read enough of the
newspaper.
There's
trouble afoot.
Mm-hmm. And you end up thinking, now, wait a minute, hold on. We went to war with the guys who didn't really have this stuff. The guys who were building this stuff with the other really crazy guy.
Right.
They're getting around all of the inspectors by building this stuff, and my thought is the Bush administration wants to put this off until after the election.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's gambling with the whole goddamn country, and I really do mean the whole country.
That's ridiculous.
With this, to win a freaking election.
The new motto, let Kerry fix it. Former New York Governor Mario Cuomo is now leading the fight to get a better rating for Michael Moore's anti-war documentary, Fahrenheit 9/11.
Good for him.
Moore has been told the film will get an R rating. No one under 17 admitted because of its, quote, violent and disturbing images and for language. Moore says if 16-year-olds can be recruited, then they should be able to see this movie. He's also concerned about profits, of course. So he's hired lawyer Mario Cuomo to fight for a PG-13 rating. And if he doesn't get the PG-13, even though he's hurting himself, Moore's thinking about releasing the movie unrated.
Michael Moore has an excellent point. And while I told you the other day, I think he's a manipulator to a certain
extent. Yeah, I mean, he knows what he's doing. He's clever.
Still, he makes a point. What does it take to get an R rating in a movie? You got to drop the F-bomb a certain number of times. Mm-hmm. You have to have sexual situations. You have to have graphic violence.
Graphic violence.
He said, I don't have any of that in this movie.
Right.
All I have are embarrassing photo ops with the President of the United States.
Amen. I cannot wait to see this movie.
And in case you thought the broadcast indecency witch hunt was over, it's not.
Oh, hey, hold on. We've still got the witch hunt music.
Yeah, good thing. A Kansas Republican says he'll try to tack the plan for bigger fines onto a defense bill now before the Senate. The standalone indecency bill stuck in the Senate because it would also tighten limits on the number of stations a company can own, and lawmakers don't want to make broadcasters that unhappy. The tack-on proposal would just boost the fines substantially and shut down stations that get three or more indecency complaints.
So how about that? The Defense Department gets together and says, you know, we need some of this. We need some of those brand new B-27 bombers.
Yeah, let's get Lockheed Martin's contract in there, and then that's throwing the indecency thing too.
Look at that JFK at station.
Mm-hmm.
Howard Stern, Bill O'Reilly. Well, they'd have to laugh when they said Bill O'Reilly.
Right.
Don and Mike, Ron and Fez, they're slum ball. They're slum. They're
slime balls.
Slime balls. They suck scum. They're awful.
Every one of us.
Take them off the air. The station's got to be worth $60 million. That'll buy half an airplane.
Absolutely, yeah. Tack it onto that bill or we're buying more bombs.
Up next, a female university president says the C word is a term of endearment.
Oh, my.
You know, I think you can go with that here.
All right, well, let's do it then.
Be daring. Take an extra story, bud.
Okay, so now the head of the University of Colorado is taking some heat for not condemning the word when it was used to describe a student who says she was raped. In a case now before federal court, three female football players who say they were raped by some of their male teammates. One of the female players says she was described with a guttural term for part of the female anatomy, the C word.
I'm not familiar with that word.
A medieval term, actually.
Never heard it.
When asked if that word is ever used politely, U of C President Betsy Hoffman said, quote, yes, I've actually heard it as a term of endearment.
What have I always told you, Buzz?
End quote.
It's not a bad word. It's a term of endearment.
Rhymes with honey.
It means I love you.
Sure it does.
She says she realizes it has some negative connotations, too.
Really?
Isn't she the brightest bulb in the tree?
She's actually answering as a professor. She says in medieval times, when the word was most heavily used, it was, back then, a term of endearment.
There's my little...
There's your defense.
How you doing, my... Where's my little...
Where's my little...
I know.
That's all you need.
Although, you know, back in ye old medieval times, it would be, hence, where is thy C word?
You are the best little a man could have.
Mm-hmm.
Honey?
Hold on, what, Robbie?
Don't hit that on the head with a stick. It'll turn to gold pieces.
Oh, God.
So you took the word midget and put the C word in.
It's just another noun.
Wow.
All right, Buzz, what is next?
Up next.
I do have to tell you, I saw this lady on SportsCenter today, because it's all around the Colorado football coach and all the problems they've had.
Right.
And the story on ESPN had so many beeps in it, because she used the C word so many times, and then what she did was... She said, in this environment of collegiate athletics, there are many things that the guys are called.
Right.
And she said, for instance, the guys are called, they are called heads. Uh-huh. And there's another time where the guys would be called suckers. Mm-hmm. Another time where the guys would be called curs. And there's another time when the guys would be called sexuals. Mm-hmm. So what's the problem if a guy said, hit the button. I hit the button. I hit the button, Mike. I hit it myself.
Yeah, everything's fine.
I know you did. It's just, that's a tough one.
I know.
That's
hard to do that game.
Because it's just, she said, what's the problem with...
Right.
Uh-huh. That's about as close as I can do it.
Oh, man.
Mike, even if we got in trouble, it was a term of endearment.
Yeah.
Let me say to any Asians, Orientals...
No disrespect.
No disrespect to anyone. Disrespect to anyone. But it was funny to watch on ESPN because they're trying to tell the story.
Right.
But on the other hand, they're so uptight about any of these words getting on TV.
Absolutely.
That everything was beeped out. How you doing?
I'm just, my heart rate went up a little
bit. Hyperventilating.
How you doing?
You know, in this day and age and in this climate.
What did I promise you? I'm going to be like Spider-Man.
I'm not worried about
with
you.
With my cat reflexes.
I'm not worried about you. I'm worried about the equipment.
I predict that defense bill will pass.
What is next on the news and the comments?
Well, you know, I don't like to scare people, but...
you do.
That cell phone in your pocket could be getting a virus.
Oh, no.
What kind of a virus?
Well, you'll find out after the break.
Oh, my.
Okay. All right, you tease. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Major Bill, what did Brown do for you?
I don't know, Don.
You know, Major Bill, we've all heard about OnStar by now. Do you have OnStar in your car up in heaven, Major Bill?
I just not feeling too perky, but I got OnStar, and I'm trying to make...
You know, you get your big bony finger with the fingernails.
And I hit the white button. There.
And then what happens when you hit the white button on your OnStar vehicle?
I think I get my phone with hands free and I don't know.
And if you said, for instance, the name Johnny Hara...
I'd be able to talk to cotton picking Johnny Hara.
OnStar features an integrated cell telephone.
I wish I had it in my 1982 Cavalier.
So you don't need any additional cell equipment. It's hands-free. You know, they're going to have this crazy rule of the district.
I know you're not Jack Soden.
You're not going to be able to use a cell phone using your hands. They'll give you a ticket.
I'm not feeling too perky, dog.
You get 30 minutes of OnStar personal calling with the purchase of any OnStar-equipped GM vehicle. We all have OnStar. We all press the white button. It's great for calls. It's better than cell phones.
Everyone buy Memphis Mystery. Thank you, Rob.
Information, go to their website. Website at OnStar.com.
The Don and Mike Show.
Starberry.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt.
Yeah.
It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive.
Yeah.
Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
They always play the tired card.
Yeah.
Don and Mike.
All right, now listen, tomorrow on the show we'll have a producer from Hollywood.
Yeah,
a
casting lady, right?
Yep, she's going to be telling you about two reality shows she's casting that you could get on.
And very exciting.
Real shows going on, real networks. Plus tomorrow, just let me turn the music down right now so all Walmart and Target customers can hear.
Ah.
That's right. Tell ye friends,
ye,
just in time for Father's Day, it's the return of Ye Big Lie.
The Big Lie with the Father's Day theme.
Yep, and I think it's $1,000 prize.
Oh, that'll reel them in.
Man, that'll buy a big chocolate pie.
Lots of people putting chalk to slate tonight.
There you go.
So we'll do that on tomorrow's episode. And we'll also hear the rest of the exciting Dennis Murphy at Spike TV in Los Angeles tapes.
Ye are great, please.
Here's Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
I don't mean to alarm anyone, but that cell phone ringing in your pocket could mean a virus is calling. The first cell phone virus has been discovered. Hasn't done any damage yet, but experts say it could and probably will.
That's my cell phone.
Do we have tape of that virus?
Phone. Hold on, which tape are you looking for?
Hey, pal. Oh. Sorry.
Sure. Let me answer it. See if I get.
Don't want to answer it because.
Hey, it's me, Dave.
Oh no!
I'm early Christmas shopping, and I came across a gift that would be perfect for the people who listen to your show.
Yeah.
Earplugs.
The Letterman virus.
It's the virus.
Oh no!
Oh, again.
Now I'm not going to answer the cell phone this time.
You're increasing your odds of getting the virus if you do that.
Okay, I'm going to guess it's not the Letterman virus. Hello.
Rob, this is Liam Sheen. Would you and your two buddies from the Crybaby Hall of Fame just destroy my phone number? I'm kind of serious about this, you know?
I do have to tell you something. Frida called the show a couple of weeks ago and said, hey, I'm being risky. I'm using the cell phone while I'm talking to you.
Right, right.
I was at a mobile station today right by a Circle K.
Yes.
I had the engine turned off.
Good.
Was standing outside the car pumping the oh-so-discounted $2.28 a gallon super whatever it is that my SUV demands.
Right, right.
And some tool from inside the mobile on the run, where it's Circle K, actually got on the intercom thing and said, attention, pump number four. And I'm looking around like, I don't see anything. And then I see on my pump, it's a giant number four.
Right.
Now, I'm just looking around. It's almost like the Truman Show. I know where it's coming from. And I hear, no cell phone use. No cell phone use.
Really?
Yeah.
So what, they can cause a spark? Is that what it is?
That's the thinking, yes.
Yeah.
And so, apparently, we had a story recently about what we believe. So that's
like,
what happened.
Like a mental patient, I turned the phone off and put it in the car. I think, why am I listening to some guy that's sitting behind bulletproof glass?
So you don't blow up real good.
The same thing happened to me. I was at Amoco the other day with an arc welder.
Rob, never weld at the gas station.
See, you know, they all say that.
How many times have I told you?
What's go wrong?
Hold on, here's the best gas station story. One day Mike came in and said he had been filling up and you had just bought a new lighter.
Right.
And as you were standing by the back of your car,
right,
filling your car up with gas, you
I was playing with it.
You're playing with a lighter, seeing how big you could get the flame to go. And you came in later that day and just said, I just realized
I could have killed myself.
I was standing like 5 inches away.
And everybody else that was there. I was playing with my lighter. I was just playing with it, not even lighting anything.
Lighters are dangerous. Cell phones are dangerous. Around gasoline fumes. What they don't tell you, the intercoms. Those can set off a spark.
Yeah, they can set off a spark.
Oh, right. Can they really?
Yeah. Sure. You should have told him that. The virus apparently...
I didn't know where he was, Buzz.
I understand. The virus infects the operating systems of several makes of phones, including Nokia. The virus apparently spreads through Bluetooth technology, which ironically is being used by people looking for anonymous sex. You'll know you have the virus if you see the word Carib turn up on the screen. C-A-R-I-B-E, Carib.
What's the technology called?
Bluetooth technology.
Dennis has that.
He has brown tooth.
Not a true blue. It's a worm virus, and speaking of worms, they removed one from a man's eye in Bulgaria the other day.
Hey.
Man went to the doctor complaining of pain and impaired vision in his left eye. Best guess is an insect egg got into the man's eye.
Oh, my God.
Doctors made their incision. That's when they found a 10-inch long worm.
But I know you're in the news. Give me 15 seconds.
Right.
I didn't have time for my feel-goods today.
Mm-hmm.
I have two of them that we found on the web. First, there's a blind guy who was out getting drunk with his friend in Peachtree Street, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, the friend let the blind guy drive a golf cart.
Oh, no.
In downtown Atlanta.
Oh, dear.
And, well, you know how that ended.
Yeah.
And also, in South Africa, I got to fly past these a few woods today. There was a guy named Jose da Silva. Mm-hmm. He lived in Johannesburg, South Africa. I guess he still does.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a house that was kind of dumpy.
Right.
So what he did was he called an interior decorator, a woman whose job it is to help. She walked in. She said the place is a mess. He pulled out an axe and cut off her head.
Thanks for getting those feel-goods in.
Show her.
And Zilly, he not only killed her because of what she said about his apartment, but, quote, she reminded me of an old school teacher whom I hated very much.
Well, that explains it then.
Justified.
Feel good.
I have a couple of feel goods as well, finally.
Really?
Yes, in Nevada County, California, a man wondered what would happen if he held a lighter to his pants while they were soaked in a highly flammable chemical. His pants and the furniture store where he worked caught fire, in case you too were wondering. But I have to tell you about Brian Kitten of Lincoln, Nebraska, who got a hold of a professional-grade artillery fireworks shell.
Winner!
The instructions said he should only use a professional launcher for this particular piece, but he didn't have one, so he used a concrete cinder block. Kitten is now getting his face reassembled at a local hospital after chunks of concrete ripped it apart.
Oh, dear.
Quoting a neighbor, adults shouldn't be doing this. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No.
No. That's it. We got to go. Thank you, everybody. We will see you tomorrow with the all-new episode of WJFK in Washington, Live 105 in Baltimore. Stand by for Ron and Fez of the fastest hour in radio. Everybody else, whatever they got coming up, you know, it's your life. Good day to you, sir.
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 Bluetooth technology.
Cut her head clean off.
Right off.
Clean off. Reminded him of a teacher.
Wow. Top off your tank.
Eat a lot.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.